the fact that the Gemara quoted in all of Shas, the Tosfos Tzadik Daled Amud Aleph, the Bramaska Las Hamez Namita Chayv Nir Leri, the Rehocha Kimla Mechol Duch the Disle Rabbi Yudah Melachah Shem Tzvicha Begufa Chayv Aleh Adem Stam Tanakai Rabbi Shem Hani Rabbi Yudah. This is the original Mishnah that records the Machlokes of Yudah Rabbi Shimon. What exactly is the definition of a Melachah Shem Tzvicha Begufa? If he's Moitzi as Hamez, but are you chayv on the mace? So that's the machlek is a beauty of Shimon. Whether you chayv on the mace. Reb Shimon says you potter because this is a malacha shen tzvicha legufa. What exactly is a malacha shen tzvicha legufa? A Tosfos gives another, that Tosfos. Tzadik Daled and Aleph, as hameis, quotes the Rash Mishans, the Rash Boimer, the Yesh Lahavi. A person is throwing out the garbage from the house. He has avodah zarah in the house and he throws it out into the street. So Rabbi Yudah says, Yechayiv, and what's the shear? Kol shehu, by hotso, every object that you carry has to have a shear. If it's wood, is one shear, if it's metal, a different shear. Oichel mashkim, everything has a different shear. Rabbi Yudah says, and here the shear for mace is kazayas, and if it's sheretz and it's kadasha, the Rashi explains that's a shear that has kashivas, because if you have kazayas menameis babayis, it's mentame, and if you have less than a kazayas, not mentame. So that shows that the shear kazayas is significant with respect to meis, and the shear kadasha is significant with respect to the sheretz. So what would be what should be the shear if you're throwing out garbage? So if the garbage is avodah zarah, then the Rabbi Yudah says in the Mishnah, then the shear is kol shehu. Why? Because the pasuk prohibits keeping of a desire in your possession. Muma means kol shehu. There's no minimum shear. Sounds like you don't need a shavat puta, you don't need a kazayis, you don't need a kebetza, there's no minimum amount. Muma means kol shehu. That pasuk happens to be talking about irini dachas. It's not talking about of a desire. But the pasuk is mechadish that all nichsei irini dachas have the status as if it would have been avodah zarah. So if the pasuk says regarding nichsei irini dachas, the property of the people who live in the, let's say there's a tzaddik who lives in the irini dachas, so nichsei tzaddik mishabetoch are also avudim. You have to destroy everything. You have to destroy all the nichsei tzaddik mishabetoch, whatever nechasim are in the city. So the pasuk says, why? Because we declare all of the property of the people in the city as if it would have been avodah zarah. So that's why it's also about Nosef. From that pasuk, you can infer that one who gets hanoah from avodah zarah is loike. And number two, that the shear is mu'uma. There's no minimum shear of kazayis or shalaputa or anything. Here the shear is mu'uma. So Tosfos points out, but he's throwing out the garbage. He's throwing out the avodah zarah, the mishamshi avodah zarah into the garbage. He doesn't use it at all. He's not getting any benefit out of it. So that Tosfos calls as a malacha shein tzvicha legufa. And Rabbi Yudah's name is attached to that mishnah on Tzadik HaMerav. So you see, Rabbi Yudah disagrees with the Rabbi Shimon. Here from our mishnah, it's not that clear. Who is the Tanakhama of Rabbi Shimon? How do you know Tanakhama Rabbi Shimon is Rabbi Yudah? That's because in the previous mishnah, Rabbi Shimon pointed there, and the Gemara says, Bashtaim Shasu, there was the three-way machlekes hatanoim. So Reb Meir holds that Shaim Shasu is always chayim. Reb Shimon holds Shaim Shasu is always potter. And if Stam Mishnah is like Reb Yudah, then he makes a compromise. If it's Zeyochel, Zeyochel, then you're potter. If it's Eliyochel, Zeyochel, then they're both chayim. So the Stam Mishnah is like Reb Yudah, that's what the Gemara says. And now the Tosfos says, the Rebala Tosfos says, just like in the Mishnah on Sari Beisam and Beis, the Stam Mishnah, who the Tanakhama Reb Shimon we know is Reb Yudah, the Gemara proves it. So to over here on Tzadik Gimel on basis the Tanakhama who's anonymous is Reb Shimon. Not such an Eisenach proof. So that's why the Rashba Bala Tosfos brings a better Rash. On Tzadik Gimel Aleph, Reb Yudah says the Farish that Malach Shem Tzvicha Legufa is right. That he throws out the garbage into the street. That's also Malach Shem Tzvicha Legufa. So what exactly is the definition of Malach Shem Tzvicha Legufa? So this is a big machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. So Rashi on the Mishnah, he finds it as follows. The person is in a predicament. He has this mace in the house and really doesn't want to have this dead body around. So he, and the mace is going to start to be masriya, going to start to smell. So he throws the, he gets rid of the mace, throws the mace out, and he carries the mace out. So he would have really preferred that he shouldn't be in this predicament at all. He's not happy about the predicament that he's in. And he does a malacha in order to prevent the situation from getting worse, in order to prevent the situation from deteriorating. He's not really interested in the whole situation. He wants to prevent it from getting worse. So Rashi learns that that's the malacha shen tzricha l'gufa. The Tosis quotes this Pirish Rashi. They're not happy with Rashi. The Tosis on Tzadik Dalet and Aleph, the big Tosis, Reb Shimon Poter, first they quote Nira Lire, he gives you his definition of malacha shen tzricha l'gufa. And the last 8 lines in Tosis, the last 7-8 lines or so, they quote their Rashi, and they're not happy with their Rashi. They think their Rashi is not correct. Let's see, what they say? Rashi the Pirish, the Bitzono Lohoisa Bolo, Lohitzarch Lo, Shaina Lelisal Kamiyala Kigo, Kimo, Sod Nocha, Shaloh Yishachel. There's a Nochash roaming around, and he's afraid the Nochash is going to bite somebody. There are burning coals, and the fellow does mechabe. Mechabe is one of the 39 melachos, but he does mechabe, not that he's going to gain anything positive out of it. He wants that no one should get hurt by the coals. That's to prevent the situation from. It's a dangerous situation, so he wants to control the danger. He's afraid he's going to get bitten, so he does tzedor in order that the dangerous situation shouldn't get worse. Or the gachelis is dangerous, he wants to see to it that people don't get hurt by it. The betona lohoi bolim. Chema perk ma'madlik in chosal apshila ha'muhuv heves kvar. He has a candle that's van den tzvich lukum shen den soch li kipu yzeh. Lohuver meyolim havet nichalei. So whenever you have a situation, his fuel is getting burnt. His fuel is getting burnt. He has a cup of oil and he has a wick, and he realizes he put in way too much oil. He doesn't need it to burn all night long. He's going to go to sleep. So he blows out the candle, he blows out the flame in order that he's in a bad situation. His fuel is burning, or his house is burning down. And he does kibui in order to prevent the house from further burning and in order to prevent the fuel from burning. So that's just damage control. To see to it that it doesn't get any worse, there isn't a positive improvement. So that's what Rashi learns, that's the machlekes of Yud Reb Shimon. And the pashtus is that the Rashi later, this we already discussed a little bit, the Rashi on Kuvav Amid Aleph learns on the Gemara there, the Mishnah says on Kuvay Amid Beis, that kol ha-mekalkalim turim. And that's a cloud by all the malachas. We learn that from the phrase malachas machshev is that you have to have tikkun. If you do a malacha on an oifen of kilkul, then it's not an isa deraisa, it's only osam derabon. So the Gemara has a machlekes hatanoim, Rabbi Reb Shimon, what's the din of mekalka b'choyvu l'mavr? The Reb Shimon says choyvu l'mavr are two exceptions to the rule. Rabbi Yehuda says they're not two exceptions to the rule. How does Reb Shimon know that there should be two exceptions to the rule? So the Gemara says he learns it out from the psukim in Chumash. That the Chumash tells us that you're only permitted to do a bris milah on Shabbos and Yom Tov if it's milah bizmana. It's milah shel bizmana, you're not allowed to. Obviously, there's some malacha involved. What's the malacha? Chovel. Okay, some of the malacha is chovel. What do you mean chovel? The causing of the bleeding. Okay. So the problem is, but the chovel. Isn't that a mekalkel? What does he need that the dam should come out? Isn't that an instance of mekalkel? Reb Shimon says it's a raya that mekalkel b'choyvel is chayiv. And then there's another pasuk in the Chumash that says that you're not permitted to perform sreifas baskoyin on Shabbos. Lo svarish b'chol mosh v'sech b'yom haShabbos. B'chol mosh v'sech has the connotation of mosh abezin. The sreifas baskoyin is not allowed on Shabbos. Havara gabi baskoyin, the Gemara calls it. The Sivareish, you're not permitted to do Havara by Sreifas baskoyin. I, the Shaila is, why not? What kind of a malacha is it? He's burning the logs. Isn't that mekalkal? So he says, is that right? That mekalkal is chayav b'havara. So the pasuk by Mila, the Mila Shlo Bizmano is not Derech HaShabbos, and Mila constitutes a Malacha, indicates that Havar, indicates that that Havala is a Malacha despite the fact that it's Mekalkel, and the pasuk that prohibits Havara by Baskoin indicates that Havara is a Malacha even though it's a Mekalkel. So that's Reb Shimon's position. And Rabbi Yudah says you can't prove anything from those two psukim because by the Bris Mila he thinks that that's called Mesakin. Why do you consider that Mekalkel? He holds that that's true. It's a case of Choyvel, but it's a Tikkun. He's fulfilling the mitzvah of Mila. Mali Lesakin Kli, Mali Lesakin Mila. Since the purpose of the Havar is in order to accomplish fulfillment of the Bris Mila, so that's called the Tikkun. And the same thing by the Sreifos Paskoyin, Rabbi Yudah thinks that it's called Mesakin. But if you would actually have a case of Mekalkel B'chav Mas, Rabbi Yudah holds that you would be put. Fine. So that's the Machlokes of Yudah Rabbi Shimon based on the Pesukim Mechumash. Rabbi Shimon thinks that he has Pesukim that indicate that Mekalkel B'chav Mas. My Rabbi Yudah says, I don't see it. Those Pesukim are talking about a case of Tikkun. So what's the point of the debate? That Rabbi Shimon holds that it's Mekalkel and Rabbi Yudah holds that it's Mesakin. Is this connected with anything else that Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yudah said? How did the Gemara know all this? The Gemara doesn't quote any sources, not a Mishnah, not a Braisa. How do they know that this is the case? So the Tosis writes on the last line on Kuvav and Aleph, the Amoraim had a tradition. It's not connected with any other argument between Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Shimon. And taka no source of Mishnayis Abraises that we are aware of. The Amoraim had a tradition that this was the Machlokes of Yudah Reb Shimon. How do you deal with the psukim of Sreifos Paskoyin and Milush Labizmana? Reb Shimon thinks that these psukim indicate that Mekalkel is Chay B'Chay V'Mar. Reb Yudah thinks that these two cases are Mesakin. They're not called Mekalkel. And this thesis, this last line of thesis, is in disagreement with Rashi. The Rashi over there explains that the Amoraim knew that there's such a machlekes between Rabbi Yudah and Shimon. It follows logically from the machlekes of Rabbi Yudah and Shimon by Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufo. How so? That Rashi learns that Rabbi Shimon, and that's a Mishnah. That we have a Mishnah Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufo and machlekes of Rabbi Yudah and Shimon. That's our Mishnah inside the Gimel on the base. So Rashi over there writes, according to Rabbi Shimon, the Malacha Shein Tzvicha Legufa is not Chayiv. That means that it's only called Mesakein if it's Tzvicha Legufa. If it's not Tzvicha Legufa, it's not Mesakein. What does that mean? You always have to have some positive tikkun coming out. If you don't have a positive tikkun, it doesn't count. And nonetheless, Rashi claims that every case of Choyvel or Mavir is always going to be an Ein Tzricha Legufa. So by definition, how is it ever a Malacha? How is it ever Asa? If Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa is always lacking, Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa is always considered a lack of Mesakein, so how is it ever Chay? So Rashi says the Amoraim understood that according to Rabbi Shimon, you have to say Mekalkel is Chay B'Choyvel Mavir. But according to Rabbi Yudah, that we even a Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa is still an Issa Deraisa by all the Malachas. Why? It's called Mesakin even without Tzricha Legufa. So then over here, by Choyv Olamavir, these two cases, the Pesuk and Mechumish, we'll call it Mesakin even though it's not Tzricha Legufa. Rashi over here is not Lishitosa. Rashi is Lishitosa and Tosis is Lishitosa. Rashi seems to have understood, Rashi and the Bala, more like that, many, many Rishon, perhaps most of the Rishon. Most of the Rishonim learn like Rashi, that the Machlekes of Yudah Reb Shimon and Daf Kuvav, or the Mekalkel B'Choyv Olamavir, is Chayva Pater, is Lishitosam, has to do with their opinions by Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. So this is all based on Rashi's understanding that the Machlekes of Yudah Reb Shimon in our Mishnah is whether Ein Tzricha Legufa is called Mesakin or Mekalkel. Reb Shimon holds that that there's no Tikkun over here, so that's why it's not an Issa Deraisa. So if every case of Choyvel Amaver is always by definition Ein Tzricha Legufa, that means that Mekalkel is Chay B'Choyvel Amaver. And Rabbi Yudah holds that you never need Tzricha Legufa. You can label it as Mesakein without being Tzricha Legufa. It's not necessary to be Tzricha Legufa to be called Mesakein.
So that's where Rabbi Yehuda over there explains, the case of Sreifas Paskoyin, it is Mesakin, even though it's Ein Tzvicha Legufo. In the case of Mila, Milu Shel HaBizman, it's also called Mesakin. It can be Mesakin without being Tzvicha Legufo. So that's exactly what the Tosfos doesn't agree with the Rashi. Tosfos proves their point. The main proof of the Tosfos is their Gemara in Sanhedrin. That's the Tosfos that we had already earlier. The main proof of the Tosfos, they quoted on Daf Ayin Hey Omer Aleph. The Tosfos quoted the Gemara in Sanhedrin that even if you hold the Mekalkel Eschayev, the Choyvel or Mavir, it is still required that it should be Tzvicha Legufo. So according to Rashi, that's impossible. The whole topic of Tzvicha Legufo is a machlek is within Mesakein. Is it, can it be considered Mesakein if it's in Tzvicha Legufo? So Rav Shimon holds that it's never Mesakein unless it's Tzvicha Legufo. How can the Gemara say that even if you hold like Rav Shimon, and the calculus chayev bechayvul mavir, but you still require that it should be tzvicha legufa? It doesn't make any sense. Tzvicha legufa is a prat within mesakin. So if the Gemara, if Rav Shimon holds mekalkalus chayev, how can they say that you need tzvicha legufa? So that was Tosfos' proof against Rashi. So that's what Tosfos on Tzadik Dalad and Aleph and on Kuvav and Aleph, Tosfos is continuing with their attack against Rashi. They don't agree with Rashi. The main horchoch is from that Gemara Sanhedrin. The Gemara is beferish that it's not totally zebizev. You can require tzvicha legufa even on mekalkal eschayis. That's totally unrelated. So what is the definition of tzvicha legufa? So Tosfos says, no, it has nothing to do with the topic the way Rashi described it. The fellow's in a predicament, he's in a bad situation, and things are going from bad to worse, and he does a malacha in order to stop the deterioration of the situation, but it doesn't really improve anything. So that's the machlekes of Rav Shimon. No, Tosfos has a whole different definition. The Tosfos says, each malacha, you have to give a definition. What's the malacha? Achoresh, Hazareya, Hakoitzer, Hadosh, Hama'amir. Every malacha has to have a definition. So Rav Shimon holds, and where do you get the malachas from? How did you establish which malachas are rosser? Maybe wiping your nose, maybe blowing your nose is a malacha, maybe breathing is a malacha. How did you decide what's a malacha? The answer is based on the Mishkan. On the Mishkan, they did all the malachas for a certain purpose. Rav Shimon's shita is that all of the malachas that are listed on Ayin Gimel and Aleph are listed in stenographic form. It says Acherish, Hazareya. No, that's not the description. Acherish means he dug a hole in order to plant. He dug a hole. Acherish v'asada chay mishim acherish, and acherif aguma babayis chay mishim bayna. That's what the Gemara says. So means whenever you chayif aguma basada, that's it. No. Chorish means, according to Reb Shimon, you're learning out from the Mishkan. So the full Chorish is just Bekitzer. And what's, how would you say the full sentence? One who's Chorish Basodeh, the word Basodeh is missing. The Gemara said the word Basodeh is missing, so it is in stenographic form. Chorish Babayis is not Chai Mishim Chorish, Chai Vaon Mishim Boina. So it means Chorish Basodeh, it's still stenographic form. The full sentence is HaChorish Basodeh Adait Belizroya. And if it's Ein Daita Lizraya, I don't have to be the one who's going to be the Zareya. Everyone does a little work. So I do Harisha, and the next guy's going to do the Zriya. But if I'm doing Harisha Basada, Shalom Al Das Lizraya, no one's going to plant. Not me, not him, not anybody else. I don't plant Stam, I'm doing it for fun. So then by definition, Rav Shimon holds that that's not called the Malacha. It's not because it's a lack of Misaken, because you need Malachas Mashevis, and it's a lack of Misaken. It's not to do with Misaken. That's part of the definition of the Malacha. And Hazareya, one who plants, is also in stenographic form. Hazareya, one who plants something which is going to grow, and he or someone else is going to use it. I'm allergic to potatoes. I'm overweight. I'm not liking potatoes. Whatever. So I'm planting potatoes. Someone's going to use this. Someone's going to eat the potatoes. I'm planting potatoes. I want them to grow, and I'm going to sell the potatoes. I'm going to make money. But I'm planting potatoes, and I don't care at all whether it grows. It doesn't grow. Lamala v'lamori. Doesn't matter what I plant. Let's say I'm the worker on the farm, and I hate the balabas, and he's paying me to plant the potatoes, and I hope it doesn't plant. I hope it doesn't grow. I hope it doesn't rain. I hope nothing grows. That's a malachat tzvicha legufa. That's called he's planting al das that things should grow. That's what the boss is paying him. they planted the potatoes in such a way that they should grow. I get that klolah that it shouldn't grow. There's still a malacha tzricha legufa, even though, because by the nature of the pu'ula, he's planting in such a way that b'derech hatev it should grow. He's hoping and praying to the Baruch Shalom it shouldn't grow because he doesn't like the balabos. That doesn't make him to end tzricha legufa, what he's praying. Tzricha legufa, tzricha legufa depends on b'derech ha'olam, b'derech hatev what's going to happen. So Reb Shimon, according to Tosfos on Tzadik Dalem and Alt, this big Tosfos, Shimon says that the Mishnah gives you the list of all the 39 malachas. Each one is only given in an abbreviated form, a stenographic form, and each one part of the definition of the malacha is however it was done in the Mishkan for whatever purpose it was done. That's what you have to have in mind also. So that's what Tosfos gives the Arichas. Nira Lari, the malacha Shem Tzvicha Lugufa Kori, what's the definition? Shows the malacha. He does it for a different purpose. That's called the gufa malacha. Malacha hatzricha legufa. What do you mean legufa shel hamalacha? What's the gufa shel hamalacha? Whatever tzorach they did it for in the mishkan. That's the gufa malacha and the shorash hamalacha. The shorasho shel hamalacha. Probably shorasho. Malacha is nekevah, so probably should say guf hamalacha b'shor hasho shalom malacha lefiza asikul v'shapir. They're going to run through all the cases in Shas. What cases? Haitzos hameis, the original Mishnah, ein atzorach lemeis. What would be haitzor? What was the haitzor in the Mishkan? The Gemara learns that haitzor in the Mishkan because they called upon the people to bring donations for trumas haMishkan. That's the Gemara. Where is that Gemara? Over here, Tzadik Vav on the base. The donations were brought. Amlocha Haisadayim here at the top of the daf. Haitzor Gufa Hechak Siva. Where was the Haitzor in the Mishkan on the second line? The Gemara says, "Haitzad Moshe Vayivir Kol Mamachne." And what did they say? Lahavi Amlocha Haisadayim Lahavi Lamlocha. You see that carrying was a malocha. Now, when they carried the things from their homes into from the Rishus Hayachid into the Rishus HaRabim, they gave it over to Moshe Rabbeinu that they should do something with it. So that's, they were bringing it to a new location in order to use the Nedavos in order to build the Mishkan. So that's called Malacha HaTzricha LeGufo. You're not going to do anything with the mace. You're going to carry the mace to the cemetery, go bury. You're not going to do anything with the mace. I carry a sefer to the park because I want to learn in the sefer on Shabbos. On Yom Tov you're allowed to, but on Shabbos you're not allowed to. Why? That's a malacha tzricha legufa. I carried a sefer in order to use it in a new location. But if I carry a mace and I bury him, I'm not going to use the mace. I personally am not going to use the mace. We're burying the mace. So that's called ein tzricha legufa. That's not the way it was in the Mishkan. Either way, it was in the Mishkan. The Gemara says, the Gemara over here says, you can argue the point and say, in the Mishkan, all the donations that they gave, not only did they do something with the donation, they improved it. They took all the original raw material, and then they made it into a fancy kelim, and a fancy areas and everything. So maybe if I take a sefer to the park to learn, I carry a sefer to the Beis Medrash in order to learn the Beis Medrash, maybe that should also be Ein Tzricha LeGufo. Unless I carry a notebook to the Beis Medrash, and I'm going to write notes in it, I'm going to improve, I'm going to do something to the object that I carried. Like in the Mishkan, they carried things to the Mishkan, and then they worked on the things, and they improved them. So maybe it's only if you carry a Sefer Torah to the other location, the Hagia. I'm carrying a Sefer Torah to the Sefer's home, and he's going to correct the mistakes in the Sefer Torah, he's going to improve it. Or I carry a shovel... Let's say if I carry a shovel in order to dig something in the other place, that's called the malacha tzricha legufa. I carry this to the other place in order to do some activity there that I couldn't have done over here. I want to dig a hole over there, and I want to dig a hole over here. So that's called the malacha tzricha legufa. The Gemara says, why? Maybe it's only called the malacha tzricha legufa if I carry something to the other place and I'm going to do something with it, I'm going to use it, mishtamish in it, and I'm going to improve it. Like in the Mishkan, when they brought in the nedavos, they did pu'ulas to the nidvas ha-mishkan and they made a whole beautiful mishkan out of it. So maybe if you carry a shovel to another place, you only chayv if you intend lasas lotas in order to make a fancy plaque or a fancy design on the shovel. Maybe it's not enough if you plan to use the shovel. Gemara says, no, come on, that's enough. You're learning out from the Mishkan that you should use it there. The temptation is going to get stuck. Sometimes you learn out from the Mishkan. Sometimes we insist it has to be exactly the way it was in the Mishkan. Sometimes we say, as long as it's a little bit the way it was in the Mishkan. So that's what Tosis is going to try to give a distinction. You mean it's a taiva for the neshama, huh? It's a taiva for the neshama, huh? Probably not a taiva for the body. That's a question later. If a person performs a mitzvah, does that automatically make it tzvicha legufa? Is that considered a hishtamshus or not? Yeah. That's if a person is karea al hameis, if a person rips kriya. When a relative dies and the person rips kriya, so Tosfos has a machlokes with Rashi over there. The Rashi says there, that's the Tosfos kufeim and beis. Horab Yudah, Horab Shimon. It depends whether you hold, you need a tzvicha legufa, you don't need tzvicha legufa. So Rashi, there was a contradiction between the two sources of a person is kareh b'chamosa. A person is angry, and he calms down when he starts ripping a cloth. To express his anger, to vent out his anger, he starts ripping his wife's clothing or something to give her a heart attack. So he rips the clothes. So that's a malachish shein tzricha legufa. So that's a machlag zavir reb shimon. So Rashi says there was a contradiction, hakareya b'chamosoi, whether it's a malacha deraisa or not, and a kareya alameis, a kareya almeisa, whether that's a malacha deraisa. He fulfills the mitzvah of kriya. So Rashi says, once the Gemara says, hakareya b'chamosoi, is a machlokes of Yud Reb Shimon, and that's the answer to the apparent contradiction between the two sources, the Mishnah and the Braisa. That's the answer also for the Korea al Meisai. Pirish Bekunt says, Bahai Shinuya, this teretz, it depends on my Yud Reb Shimon, Farem is also, Bahai Shinuya, Namim Mishan, Lakasha Meisa al Meisai, the Korea al Meisai is also Malachashen Tzvicha Lagufa, and it's the same resolution to the contradiction. That depends on Rabbi Yud Reb Shimon. So the Nira Liri, a few lines later, 8 lines later, Nira Liri, Dilo Mataris Al Hamas Al Hamasai, Al Mesa La Pligi. And they says, why? Because whenever B'meis Di Dei Dika Mitzvah, B'meis Di Dei Dika Mitzvah, they says, everyone agrees that that's Misakin. What about Tzvicha Lagufa? What about Tzvicha Lagufa? It's a thesis later, I forgot about it, you got to take a look. That's a discussion later. It's a discussion in this big thesis also. There's also a question in the Rishonim, whether if you fulfill a mitzvah, is that called Tzvicha Legufa? I don't know. Okay, so you're asking, whenever you bury a mace, we assume that burial of a mace, burial of all mace is a mitzvah deraisa. So what if the fella carries a mace to the cemetery, al das to bury the mace, according to Tzvicha Legufa, that should be considered a melacha Tzvicha Legufa. Okay, we're going to have to work on that. Okay. Let's see the Tosfos inside. So Tosfos says, Tosfos thinks they solved the whole world's problem. If he's a Osi Kula Shaper, they solved all the world's problems. How? Everything works out well. Itzos Hameis and Itzorach LeMeis. He's not doing anything with the mace. I used to say he did a mitzvah. If he plans to. He just took the mace. But the Gemara says, what if he took the mace out, I'll das to bury the mace? Here, that's the top line on Tzadik Dalet on the base. Omer Ishlokish Poyta Hoy Rab Shimon Ap Emotius HaMeis L'Kovroi. Even if he takes the mace out to the cemetery, Al Das L'Kovroi, is also called Ein Tzvicha L'Gufa. So that's the question, why, if you hold that to fulfill, if you hold the Kvuris HaMeis, is always a mitzvah, not only by Harugi Bezdin, two days in the Tanoim and Sanhedrin. And if you hold that whenever you're doing Lidvar Mitzvah, that's called Melacha Tzvicha Legufa. So how does the Gemara, how does Reish Lakish say, Potei Rav Shem, that's ain't Tzvicha Legufa? So you can't hold both together, I guess. Yeah. In Sanhedrin, he points out it's Rav Yechanan who quotes Rav Shimon by Yechoi. the two versions of whether Kvura B'Shar Meisim is the Raisa of the Rabbana, Roland Baharuga Bezin, that was Rabbi Yochanan speaking. So maybe the suggestion is, maybe Rish Lakish thinks that that Kvura Sameis is only a mitzvah mid the Rabbanan. So let it be a mitzvah mid the Rabbanan. I mean, a mitzvah mid the Rabbanan doesn't count as a Moloch HaTzricha L'Gufa. Only a mitzvah in a Torah. Could be. Could be only a mitzvah in a Torah. I don't know. It's a good question. It's a good question. If you hold these two premises together, if you hold that every fulfillment of a mitzvah constitutes a Moloch HaTzricha L'Gufa, you got to take a look on Kufayim Beis, who exactly says that. Rashi Tosfos on Kuvav Min Aleph and Kufayim Beis, you got to see who exactly says that. And you hold that Kfuris Ameis is a mitzvah. What if a mitzvah de Rabbana? Maybe it's also called that Tzvicha Leguf. I don't know. So then we gotta figure out an answer to the question. Okay.
Why shouldn't Tzvicha Ameis be Tzvicha Leguf?
But it's not the tzorach of this thing. Here in the Mishkan, they carried. What does Taisa say? They carried the things to the Mishkan, and then they did some positive activity with the thing that they carried. So you don't require, Taisa says. But in the Mishkan, they improved the object. So that the Gemara says you don't require a sefer Torah lahagia. You don't require hoitzi mar latzis leitas. You don't require to improve the object. As long as you're going to do some activity with the object. So you say burying the mace itself should also be considered a mace to the object. I don't know. The Gemara considers it as if I'm not being mishtamish in the thing. You have to be mishtamish. If I carry a sefer to the base matters to learn in the sefer, I'm mishtamish in the sefer. Here it's not considered that I'm mishtamish in the mace. I did a pu'ula, I did some activity to the mace. I'm not mishtamish in it. I think that's what Tosfos emphasizes. You have to have some mishtamshus. Shlomo Kluge has a tshuva. He talks somebody died and he left a very young child who wants to say Kaddish in shul, but it's too far for the child to walk to shul. It's a couple of blocks. The child can't walk so far. So the shaila is an adult permitted to carry the child to shul on Shabbat? There's no erev. Want to make an Erev, I don't know. So there's no Erev. So they want to know, are they allowed to carry the child to shul? So Shlomo Kluge says that he thinks that it's the shvuz for makam mitzvah. What's the shvuz? They're carrying the child to the shul in order that the child should be able to say Kaddish. You need a minyan. Yeah, but they're not getting any hishtamshus out of the child. The child can't walk so far. So it's like a kofus. He considers that like a kofus. So that's hoitzor. But he says, if the medubra is that it's only a karmelis and it's an ain tzvicha legufa, then he's prepared to declare that that's a shvuz the shvuz malchum mitzvah. How's that an ain tzvicha legufa? I'm carrying the child to shul. The child should be able to say kaddish, but I'm not really using the chefta shalaitzo as the child. I don't plan to use the child. The only time it's tzvicha legufa, Taisa seems to understand the Gemara is if I plan to be mishtamish in the chefetz shel ha-hoitzo. So if the child is the chefetz of Haitzah, I'm not going to be mishtamish in him. No one's going to be mishtamish. He's going to do something. That's not called the tzricha legufo.
His own shimush is not considered a tzricha legufo. Bring a knife and semel and oil and use the knife. So he's going to use it.
As long as someone's going to use it.
It's not considered using yourself.
I mean, the child is going to say the Kaddish. I don't know. Let's see. Lefize, what did they say? Everything. They solved all the world's problems. Let's see. Vaitzos ha-meis en tzorach le-meis. He's not using the meis. V'mishkan ha-tzichim l'chafotzim shehotziu. When they carried the nidvas ha-mishkan, so they were going to use all of the objects. Not today, next week. They're going to put together a mishkan to use everything. Yeah. Vaitzos is more difficult, more problematic than the others. This is going to review it again. They're going to have to come back to Haitzah because they're not finished. The others are easy a little bit. According to Rashi, the reason for Tzadnach HaShalosh HaChenu is he doesn't gain anything positive out of this. He prevents the situation from deteriorating. He did say, though, in order that nothing positive comes out of it, he didn't improve the world, When the Baruch Hashem created the world, Nesheshes made Breshes, he made improvements. He did a Bria. And over here, the fellow doesn't do any improvement, he just prevents the situation from deteriorating. You have a dangerous situation, there's a Nachash running around, you're afraid someone's going to get bitten, so he prevents it from getting worse. So Rashi says you prevented the situation from deteriorating, and Tosfos says a different word. Zedon and Mishkan was that they used the things that they would sod. They would sod the chalazon, and then they used it. They would sod elim and tchoshim, and then they used it to get to oris elim adam oris tchoshim atzei shishim. Yeah, and over here he sod the nachash. Not doesn't plan to use the nachash. Ein tzoch the nachash Mishkan hoy tzvichem le tachash v'chalazon. They used it. Mafis mursa. What's the malacha involved? The mafis mursa oisa pesach. What malacha is oisa pesach? So Rashi always is not sure. Rashi writes either oisa pesach is malacha makaba patish or malacha bona, one or the other. So there was pesach in the Mishkan. So what pesach did they make in the Mishkan? The Tosfos assumes mafis mursa lehotzi lechem azikosoi. Once it squeezes out the pus, which is not healthy, that it should remain there. It's going to heal, the infection is going to heal better if you squeeze out the pus. So they say you're making a Pesach which is ra'ui lahachnis alahotzi. The Gemara says that it's a Pesach, it's only chayiv if it's a Pesach haroi lahachnis alahotzi. Is that sufficient? If it's roi lahachnis alahotzi, do you have to have in mind, you have to have intention that it should be used, the Pesach that you made, somebody, either you or someone else is going to use it lahachnis alahotzi. See, if a carpenter builds a house, or build a house, whatever, and he makes a doorway, he makes a Pesach, lahachnis lahotzi, he knows that it's going to be used, lahachnis lahotzi. When they built the Mishkan, so they made psochim which were also lahachnis lahotzi. I don't know exactly where were they psochim in the Mishkan. I don't know. But they said they made psochim in the Mishkan. Over here, the thing is, the Pesach is roi, the pimple, when I squeezed the pimple, I made an opening. Pesach is roi lahachnis lahotzi, lahotzi amoitzi lecho, that I did. I actually did the Haitzos Alecha. Lahachnis Avir, air can go in, you can put medication in, but if he's not interested in the Lahachnis, he made a Pesach which is Ro'ui Lahachnis Lahotzi, but he doesn't plan, it's not Oimid Lahachnis Lahotzi. So that's the Machlekes of Yudhi Reb Shimon. Eino Oimid Lahachnis Avir Lahotzi Lecha Tomid Lahotzi Lecha, he did already. That half of the Pesach he has. And Lahachnis Avir, theoretically, it's Roy Lahachnis Avir, but he doesn't plan to use it for that purpose. Alpishanasa Pesach, Gomur, Shehare Roy Lahachnis Lahotzi. If it wouldn't be Roy Lahachnis Lahotzi, Rabbi Yudah would not say Chayiv either. The definition of a Pesach is that it has to be Roy Lahachnis Lahotzi. So it's Roy Lahachnis, Him Hoyetzorch, if he would choose to. So then Rabbi Shimon says, Yepata, because he didn't intend to use it for both Lahachnis Lahotzi. The Kamakam Ladami Lapsach Mashav Mishmah Shayam, the Lahachnis. Ulahotzi, they were omdim. Not necessarily that the people, the carpenters who made the sochem in the Mishkan, they themselves are going to go in and going to go out, but they made it that other people are going to be lahachnis ulahotzi, to go in and out of the psoch. So Pesach, by definition, means roi lahachnis ulahotzi. The machlekes of Yudhi Reb Shimon is that you have to have intention of it being used, the lahachnis ulahotzi. That's the machlekes of Yudhi Reb Shimon. Avalasis lapeh. If you did mafis murta lahotzi men alecha, it ain't svicha legufa. But if you did lasis lapeh, then the Mishnah says yechayiv. So why? So Tosfos says that's dami lemishkan yechayiv. Why? Because he's intending to use it. Both lahachnis, he's intending that it should be used. Let's say he's not going to do it. The nurse is going to do it. The doctor is going to do it. They're going to see to it that he's squeezing out the pimple, and the nurse is going to put in medication. So that's lahachnis. He's planning that this Pesach should be used lahachnis. So then yechayiv. Harigas hamazikim ein tzorach lehem. He doesn't plan to use the dead body. The Mishkan tzichim loris elam hanishchotim. That's it. Ain't tzvicha legufa, because not the same way it was in the Mishkan. Chalto gumen tzorach el lafora. That was the Gemara and dafayin gimel on the base. So the Gemara quoted a memra from an amora. Chalto gumen tzorach el lafora. Is not chayiv. So the Gemara said, wait a minute, that should depend on the machlekes Reb Yudah and Reb Shimon. The Gemara says, not so. I feel that the Reb Yudah dama ain't svicha lugufa chayiv alea, but over here you put it because it's mekalkal. But if you all like Reb Shimon, that ain't svicha lugufa is potra alea, then we understand poshut. You don't have to come on to mekalkal. Why do we understand that? Well, because that's called an Ein Tzvicha L'Gufa. Why is that exactly an Ein Tzvicha L'Gufa? So according to Rashi, it's a problem. Why are you in a bad predicament and the situation is going to go from bad to worse and you're doing damage control by digging the hole? Well, he's not in any bad situation. What's wrong? So according to Rashi, that's a problematic gemara. So we'll have to see. Maybe Rashi has two definitions of Ein Tzvicha L'Gufa. We'll have to find out. But according to Tesis, the Gemara reads very simply. Because in the Mishkan, when they did Chofer, they used the Guma. The Mishkan at Tzichim, Chofer Guma at Tzichim Lafar, that's Ein Tzvicha L'Gufa, that's Ein Gimla and Beis. In the Mishkan at Tzichim L'Guma, Linat Bo, Oda Dover Acher. They would use the Guma for some purpose or another. Fine. The Tesis explains they've gone through all the cases that we are aware of. Then they say Vizov. Where did it say in the Gemara Mafis Mursa? Who said that a Mafis Mursa is Ein Tzvicha L'Gufa? Where is that? What do we have on Gimel Amud Aleph? Omar Shmuel. Kol Pater the Shabbos Pater Avolos. Bar Mehanitlas the Pater Amuter. So what are the three that are Pater Amuter? So one is Tzedas Tzvi. On the Mazudem, the Nerl is based on an imtzit si shamer betocho, that in Mishnah says potter. That's potter amuta. That's potter muta. You locked your door, and then it turned out that a tzvi was caught. So the Mishnah assumes that's a double pashut. That's potter amuta. So that's say that's tzvi. What are the other two cases? Atzad nocha shalei shachenu is potter amuta, and mafis mursa is potter amuta. Why is it potter amuta? So that was the Gemara later. That was the Gemara later. With the Gemara, where was that Gemara? Kuf Zayin Amid Aleph or Amid Beis? No, come on. Yeah, the Gemara seems to say there at the end of the Perek that the reason why it's muta because it's Ein Tzvicha L'Gufa. Gemara quotes again. Omer Shmuel. The three cases where it's pater or mutter, and then the Gemara says, how do you know that it's pater or mutter? Fine. And then the Gemara says, the reason why it's mutter, and then the Gemara says, how do you know that it's pater or mutter? They prove, well, why is it mutter? So the Gemara says, on Amid Beis, on Kuf Zayin Amid Beis, that since it's a malacha shein tzvicha l'gufa, so it's only the Rabbanon to begin with. So since it's only the Rabbanon, 10 lines from the bottom. Malacha shein tzvicha l'gufa, Potter Aleha, so since it's only the Rabbanon, so Mokum Tsar Le Gozabe Rabbanon. That was Tesis Kasha and Gimel Amud Aleph, Hiksha Bahag. Tesis Amud Aleph quoted the famous Kasha from the Bala Alochas Gedolois. Here, the Tesis Gimel Amud Aleph, Timask Hatzod Nochash. Yes, that problem is this contradiction, Shmuel HaShmuel. How can Shmuel say that these three cases are Potter Amutter, but the Heter, by Tzedas Nochash and by Mafis Mursa, is because to begin with it's only Ein Tzvicha L'Gufa, so it's only the Rabbanon, and V'makon Cholo L'Gozabei Rabbanon. But Shmuel himself holds like Rabbi Yehuda that Malachas Ein Tzvicha L'Gufa is an Issa Deraisa. So how, where is there room to be Mekel over here? It could only be Matir Ein Tzvicha L'Gufa. If you have a Cholo Sheyesh B'Sakana, then a Sofek Sakana, you Matir everything. But a Cholo Sheyesh B'Sakana, you can only Matir if it's a Derabbanon. But if Shmuel holds Ein Tzvicha L'Gufa is an Issa Deraisa, That's the Bahag's Kasha. So how is he Mati here? So that's the famous Kasha of the Bahag that all the Rishonim work on. So that's what the Atzotzdi is a different Heter. He doesn't even know. Pashup Shad of the Mishnah, right. Pashup Shad is Mamish Misasek, yes. The Rashba learns on that Mishnah differently. The Rashba learns on that, Rashba quotes a Yerushalmi, that even if you know that the Tzvi is getting caught, it's also Mutam. That's the Mishnah, the last line on Kuvav on the base. That line, that Tzot Tzvi, that Shmuel is quoting. Shmuel said there are three cases that is Pater and Mutam. That was on Kuv Zayin Amid Aleph. Hope through the Shabbos Pater Avalos, or the Bar Mehani class, except for three cases of Pater Mutter. Chodaho, one of them is this Mishnah, the last line of Kuvav on the base. Mishnah says, on the Mazda Daimel, and Erla's base, and the Shomro, and him to three Tomer Betocha. So the Pasha B'Shat in the Mishnah, he didn't know at all. He was on his way to Shul, and he locked the door in the morning, and then later on he realizes that by locking the door he just trapped an animal and he just violated Seder, but he wasn't aware at all. So that's mamish misasik. So misasik, there's no aver at all. So that's a little strange. What does Shmuel say? Patur amutar meretach lacha amaisa. Patur amutar means I know in advance that there's an issue, and it's still patur amutar. Mutar means to do it lachatchila. The way we read the Mishnah, what do you mean patur amutar? That means you don't even have to bring a carbon because it's misasik. Okay, so that's what the Rashba quotes the Yerushalmi. No, he knows in advance that by locking the door, the animal is going to get trapped, and it's still permissible to lock the door. I let it be a psikresha. He knows that when you lock the door, the animal is going to get trapped. Psikresha is the chaser. So we went through this already. So the Rashba had a fantastic chiddush. The Rashba quotes the Yerushalmi. That even if you know in advance the animal is going to get caught, then you're interested in catching and trapping the animal also, but your main interest is only really, the main interest really is to lock the door. Every day when he goes to shul, he locks the door. Today he has a secondary interest. He's also interested in trapping the animal. Why not? So if the main interest is to lock the door to protect his property, and the secondary interest is to trap the animal, that's mutter. That's what the Ran says. How can that be mutter? He says, that's impossible. It's mamash atava hamaskaveh. He's mamash amachal shab. That can you say mutter? So we explained, apparently, the Yerushalmi, that the Rashba quotes, not his fault. He quotes a Yerushalmi. He didn't make it up on his own. So Yerushalmi apparently holds that this is a chiddush. When you lock the windows and you trap an animal, that's a chiddush, that constitutes a malacha. By doing a pu'ula on the windows and on the doors, this action relates to the animal that gets trapped, to the deer, to the birds that get trapped in the house. So to do a pu'ula on one thing and it constitutes malach on another thing is a chiddush. That's only if you're interested, if your main interest is, I'm closing the windows in order to trap the animal. But if our main interest is to protect all the furniture in the house, and this is only a secondary interest, so then Yerushalmi has a chiddush that's heter gomer. Then the pu'ula that you do on the windows does not relate to the bird, does not relate to the tzvi that got nitzel. And that's what the Ran rejects. The Ran says that's impossible, that's some dovah hamiskavin. He doesn't accept that Yerushalmi, we don't accept it la'aloch. Even though it says in Yerushalmi, we don't accept that la'aloch. The many, a whole group of achrayim accept the Yerushalmi partially. The Ran doesn't accept it at all. He says, as long as you know in advance that the deer is getting caught, then you're not allowed to close the door at all, even though you're not interested at all in trapping the deer. He holds that that's subsigration. Subsigration is also. So that, many achrenim are mekel, and they paskin like the shilti giborim. Shilti giborim gives one hez, when they give a different hez. So that's what he said. The Yeshua Yankif and the Avninez and a few other gedolei achrenim, they say a different hez. They say, when is there a din of subsigration? If I'm doing the pula in this object in which the malach is going to occur, but if I'm doing the pula in the windows and the doors, and then the mele, and I know that the animal is going to get caught, and it's going to be a malach on the animal, so the pool on the windows doesn't relate to the animal if I'm not really interested. It's neither here nor there. It's not because psikresha lo nichalei is a machlekes harishonim. So according to the Yorach, it would be mutter because of psikresha lo nichalei. But even if you hold lactases, we generally assume lactases. The psikresha lo nichalei is not allowed, but over here there's more room to be makel. Because it's a psikresha lo nichalei, we're not even doing the activity on the cheftza shel hamalacha. The activity is done on the windows. So you want to say the pu'ula done to the windows constitutes a malacha on the animal. So that's what we assume la'alacha. That's only if I was interested. If I wanted the pu'ula to relate to the animal. If I wasn't interested at all, then the pu'ula on one thing doesn't relate to the other thing. So getting back again. So the Mishnah says, Anur is based on the Shaman Nunsu Shishama Betocho, so Shmuel says that's Pater Amuta. What do you mean Pater Amuta? The Pasha Pshat sounds something. It doesn't sound like the Ran. It doesn't sound, according to the Ran, how do you say Pater Amuta? It's not Mutter. If you know in advance that an animal is going to get caught, then it's not Mutter. It's only Mutter if you don't know in advance. That's not Mutter, that's a Misasek. So how do you call that Mutter? It's a little strange. But the other two cases that we do understand, the other two cases that Shmuel said are Pater and Mutter, one is Mafis Mursa, and one is Sadnacha Shalai Shechena. So why is that Pater and Mutter? So the Gemara Kuv Zayin Amin Beis explains that that's based on Reb Shimon, Ein Tzvicha L'Gufo. So Taisus is explaining on Tzadik Dalet, why are those called Ein Tzvicha L'Gufo? They say because in the Mishkan, whenever they did Seder, they did the Seder intending to use the animal that was Nitzod. And when they made Oysa Pesach, Amafis Mur says a Malach of Oysa Pesach, so a Pesach they made was not only Ra'ui Lahachnas Elohotzi, the intention was that it's going to, not just theoretically Ra'ui Lahachnas Elohotzi, the intention was even if the fellow who built it is not going to be walking in and out, he's not going to drezach over there, but people are going to use that Pesach Lahachnas Elohotzi. And over here, the one who's Mafis Mursa, means he plans that this Pesach, this opening in the pimple, is going to be used lahachnis lahotzi. But lahotzi mimen alecha means he doesn't plan at all that anybody's going to use it lahachnis, only lahotzi. They're only going to use it lahotzi as halecha hasrucha hamazi kosa. It's not going to be used lahachnis. So that's called ein tzricha lagufa. So if Shimon holds that by definition, that's not a malocha. It's only a malocha. The definition of each malocha has to be if you did it the same as in the Mishnah. And the listing in Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph is telegraphic. They're saving words over here. Really, each malacha has to be a whole sentence or a whole paragraph. You need a whole, for the description of each malacha, you need a whole sentence or a whole paragraph. It's not enough the way it's described. That's what Taisus says. But then they come to the next case. V'zav b'kish shalai tanful kelo. That's on Daf Yud Aleph. That's what they tell you later. That's on Daf Yud Aleph. So what does it say on Daf Yud Aleph? So the Gemara quotes two prices. A Zav has things oozing out of his body, and he's afraid all of his clothes are going to get stained. So he puts on tissues, he puts on shmatis on his body in order to absorb all the oozing stuff. Or let's say a person is bleeding, and he doesn't want the blood to get all over his shabzika clothes. They put on shmatis. So if a person puts on a shmata in order that the wound should heal, that's a problem of refuah b'shamis. If he puts on a shmata not that the wound should heal, but that is not going to heal the wound, it's not going to cause it to clot faster, but he puts on a shmata in order to prevent the begotten from getting dirty, so that's not a violation of that's not a violation of refuah, because it's not clotting the blood. And that's not a violation of Hotzor either. Is that a violation of Hotzor? Let's say he puts it on like a bandage. In the summer, that's like clothing. But over here, he doesn't put it on like a piece of clothing. He puts on this... we'll see in a minute whether that's a violation or not. If the person puts something on a wound, he puts a band-aid on the wound, which is not... If it's going to cause the wound to clot, then it's an Issur Refuah. And if it's not going to cause the wound to clot, it's just preventing the blood from getting all over his shirt, so then there's no Issur Refuah. So what about Hoitzor? Does the band-aid constitute an Issur Hoitzor or not? So we're going to see in a minute. Mafis Mursa probably is an issue of Refuah, yeah. Refuah is an Issur Derabbanan, yeah. It's going to be awesome at Derabbanan. That's right. Unless he has such pain from the infection that he can't function, so then it'll be a heter refuah. The Gemara is just working mafis mursa mitzad the malocha deraisa avoyis a pesach. Yeah, and the pesach is either, Rashi says, either a tolda of bona or a tolda of makabah patish. That's unclear in the Gemara. Just we know avoyis a pesach is a malocha deraisa. We're not sure which malocha. That's what the Rishonim are not sure. So the Gemara has on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara has a steer of two brises. By the Zav HaYotze B'Kis Shalo, the Zav is walking around in the street, and he has shmatis on his body in order to prevent his clothes from getting all stained. So one brise says that he's chayv, and one brise says that he's potter. So the Gemara says, a contradiction. The Gemara says, it's a machlekes, and old machlekes are b'yudei Reb Shimon. Ein tzricha l'gufa. What does that have to do with ein tzricha l'gufa? Ein tzricha l'gufa means... I'm going to carry a sefer to the Beis Medrash to learn it there. I'm going to carry a sefer to the park to learn in the park. But over here, he's not going to use the shmatis that he's going to be carrying with him. Let's say a person has junk in his pocket on Shabbos. He has his calendar in his pocket. He has pencils. He has papers over here. His charge card. All kinds of stuff in his pocket. And he walks to shul on Shabbos. He doesn't plan to use any of these things. Not going to use it here. Not going to use it there. Not going to use it in the new location, but that's a malacha shein tzricha l'gufa. He carries something not intending to use it in the new location. What's over here by the Zav? The kids shall lay ton for Caleb, have he ain't sricha le gufa. That's what it says on Daf Yud Aleph. Why she ain't a tzorach le kiss atzmo? Period. He's not being mishtamesh in the object of haitzor. That's not called mishtamshus. That's not called ishtamshus. The fact that it protects his clothing from getting stained, that's not ishtamshus. Ishtamshus means what? I carry a sefer to the other place, and I'm going to learn in the sefer. I carry a shovel, I'm going to use the shovel to dig. I carry raw material to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they're going to make something out of the raw material. It's going to be either me or someone else who's going to make something out of it. That's called the ishtamshus. Latzuleitino. Right. It's just a negative. It's a negative ishtamshus, so it's not a positive ishtamshus. Latzulitinu said that's not called lehishtamish boy. So that's what Tosfos says, she'ein atzorach lekis atzmo. That's not called ishtamshus in the kiss. So that's, by definition, that's called ein tzricha leguf. That's the last line. Where do you say that is on Yud Aleph? Look a choshev this non. It's a different topic. Yeah. Where does the Gemara say that it depends on Reb Shimon or Reb Yudah? Where the top of your base? El Abay Bram and the Ra. Look Kasha, the two brises don't contradict. Hor Reb Yudah, the Hor Reb Shimon. Why is this a Malach Hashem Tzvicha Lagufa? The Tosis claims because by Hoitzoh. Means, am I going to be mishtamesh in the object? And here by the Zav Yetzer B'Kishalo, he's not being mishtamesh in the object. Yeah, Rashi goes again with his pshat. Shebetzono lo tayaseh. He would really prefer that he shouldn't have this condition. And this is just to prevent the situation from getting worse. That's how Rashi reads it. And Tosis doesn't agree with Rashi. Tosis has nothing to do with preventing the situation from deteriorating. As it says, by Hoitzoh, all the malachas have to be doing in the Mishkan. By Hoitzoh means I'm carrying the object to the new place because I plan to use it there. This is not called using the object. This is not called the Hishtamshis in the object. Zab v'kish leiton v'kel v'aliyen tzvich luku v'shen tzorach l'kis atzma. Now they have a shayla, but what if the Zab is in the middle of the Shivanikim? So in order to accomplish Shiva Nikim has to have bedikas. The Chatzchili is supposed to make a bedikah every day. Mishnah Zav Azova is supposed to Chatzchili make a bedikah every day. Afilu limnos riyosov. What if the Zav wants to know, is he a Zav bal shtei riyos or a Zav bal sholosh riyos? A Zav bal riyah achas only has a din like a balkeri. A Zav bal shtei riyos has a din of a Zav. He has Mishkav Azav, the whole story. A Zav bal sholosh riyos has the same tomb as the Zav Bal Shtei Riyos. The only difference is that the Zav Bal Shalosh Riyos is Chayiv de Korbonos, is a Mechusi Kippurim. When a person is a Zav Zava, Yoled is a Mitzor, and they become Tohor, so they're called Abo Mechusi Kapor. They have to bring Korbonos in order to complete the Tahara process. So the Zav wants to know, is he a Zav Bal Shtei Riyos or a Zav Bal Shalosh Riyos? Let's say a Zava, in order to become a Zava Gedola, has to have three riyas in three consecutive days, and Yud Aleph Yom Shebei Nida L'Nida. So she has to make bedikas on 3 days. The Zav doesn't have to have in 3 different days. The Gemara points out in Baba Kama. Talak Kosov is Hazav Riyas as Hazav B'Yomim. The Zav depends on 3 consecutive days in Yud Aleph Yom Shebei Nida L'Nida having a riyah, and the Zav depends on 1 or 2 or 3 riyas. It could be on the same day, it could be on consecutive days also, but it doesn't necessarily have to be on different days. So Tosfos says, so what if the fellow wants to keep track to ascertain, not just to protect his clothing from getting stained, he wants to ascertain based on this kiss, based on the shmata that he has on his body, whether he's a Zav Limnos Riyosov or to count Shivinikim. He wants to know, is he a Zav Balshteri? He knows he only had one Riyah. So he's only a Balkeri. He wants to ascertain, is he going to have another Riyah? Would it become Tamil like a Zav? He wants to know, is he going to have a third Riyah? He knows he had two, he doesn't know if he's going to have a third. That will he have a third Riyah, in which case it's going to be Mechuyev Korban after he will go to Mikveh, after the whole Shiva Nikim will be over. So in that case, he is doing something with the kiss. He's been Mishtamish in the kiss. Afilu Limnos Riyosov Anikim, the Tzorach HaKiss. He's using the kiss for the purpose of the Bedikah. That's called the Hishtamshis in the kiss. to prevent latzuli mitinuf, that's not called the hishtamshis in the kiss. That's not called being mishtamish in the kiss. You see, what? If there would be dirt, let's say there's dirt on the table, and I carry a shmata from the Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus HaRech in order to wipe off the dirt. That's called mishtamish in the shmata mishtamish. But over here, he puts the shmata on his body in order to protect the begodim from getting stained. If the begodim would have dirt on them and he would use a shmata to wipe it off, that's called ishtamshis. But just to stand in between to serve as a chatzitza to protect the begodim from getting stained, the Tosfos understands the pshat and nima, that that's not called the ishtamshis. That's not considered a ishtamshis in the kiss. When is it a ishtamshis? If limnis riyosav anikim, if he wants to be mishtamish in the kiss to count how many riyas does he have. Zalba riyacha, shtei riyas, sholosh riyas anikshiv anikim. Then it should be tzvicha legufa, and the Gemara doesn't seem to distinguish. Gemara says zaba yetsa the kishalo is a machlekes the harab yudah harab shimon. The Tosfos says mekama kain tzorach lo itzo azu. He doesn't gain anything out of the fact that it's in the new rishus. What if I carry? Everybody's learning in the base medrash, and there aren't enough gemaras for everybody. So I carry my gemara from home to the base medrash. That's called the malocha hatzvicha legufa. I carried the sefer from home to the base medrash in order to learn in the base medrash. The kids, I could have just as well learned at home. No, my chavrus is in shul, or everybody else is in shul. Everybody's in the base medrash. I want to know where everybody else is. So the hishtamshes that I get from the gemara in the shul is not the same hishtamshes I can get at home. At home, I'll be learning all by myself. Nobody else there. It's going to be quiet. I want to learn base medrash where I have noisy and chavruses, whatever. I want everybody to see me that I'm learning. Well, whatever the story is. Whatever, he has to put out an act that he's learning. He can't put on the act at home. There's no one else there. He has to go to the base medrash. So the fact that he carries the Gemara to the base medrash, that's a new hishkamshus. He's using the Gemara in the other location. He wants to learn in the park. He wants to learn with fresh air. He doesn't want to learn at home. There's a reason why he wants to learn. Over here, by the Zav, with the Kishalo, true, he has to make bedikas of Shivanakiyim. He wants to make bedikas limnus riyosav to establish what is zav bal sholosh riyos shtei riyos riyachas and so on. Omikomakom in soch lo tzozu. There's nothing added. The fact that it's in the new location doesn't change anything. It's not an additional hishtam. This is stam shes kunim hachanam esagilei yosav b'chad duchta. He can sit at home and make the bedikas here at home as well. So that's not considered a tzricha legufa in the new location. There's nothing unique. The hishtamshus is not unique to that new location. So that's again called ein tzvicha legufa. Then there's a gemara mechaba gechel shloy zuka barabim. Where was that gemara? In the mem somewhere.
Mem
beis amen aleph. Mem beis amen aleph. The second line. Om hashmo mechaba gechel shal mateches. Birshus harabim shelo yozuka berabim avoloi gachela shaleitz. Gachela shaleitz, if you're going to be mechaber, there's going to be a pechum. If you create a pechum, that's a definition of kibui. If you turn off the gas range, there is no pechum. So that can only be, that can't be mechaber derais. Or if you mechaber gachela shel mateches, let's say you have an electric bulb. So to turn on the bulb, we assume is havara deraisa. Rav Chaim Moser assumed that constitutes havara deraisa because the Rambam said if you eat metal till it glows, that's a violation of havara. One place he said that it's bishul, one place the Rambam said that it's havara. So that's havara. But to turn off the electric bulb, that would not be mechaba. Why? Because they're not always opposites from each other. Havara and kibah are not always totally zebizet. You can violate havara by heating the mateches till it glows. But to extinguish, to turn off the fire, is not going to constitute kibbutz derais because you didn't create any pechum. So that's what Shmuel draws a distinction. Mechaben gachel shel matech is only kibbutz derabbanan. So since it's only the rabbanan, so if you're concerned with shul shle yizuka barabim, hezek barabim, you're matter that. Okay? To do a malacha derabbanan is mutter b'makam hezek barabim. But gachel shel eitz, which is a kibbutz deraisa, that you're not allowed to do even mamokam hezek harabim. So the Gemara raises an issue. But if you hold like Reb, but if Shmuel holds, that was the question. Does Shmuel hold like Reb Shimon? Does he hold like Reb Yudah? So that was what the Baha quoted this daf. The Bahagan of Gimel Amud Aleph, quoted by the Tesis, quoted this, that the Gemara says the Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that ain't Tzricha L'Gufa is an Issa D'Oraisa. The Gemara says, if ain't Tzricha L'Gufa would have been an Issa D'Rabbanan, so what's the difference between Mechabin Gachel Shal Matechas and Mechabin Gachel Shal Shalais? Just like Mechabin Gachel Shal Matechas, only the Rabbanan, because there is no Pechem at all to speak of. Even Gachel Shal Shalais, but there is a Pechem, but you don't plan to use the Pechem. The only time it's going to be a Melacha D'Oraisa by Mechabin is if he plans to use the Pechem. What does he need Pechem for? He wants to have charcoal in order to make a painting, and charcoal doesn't want to paint his face black. Whatever reason he needs a pechum. So if Shmuel would have held like Reb Shimon, the name Tzricha L'Gufa is Lav Deraisa, then he would have permitted Lechaba, he would have allowed Kibui Gachela Shal Eitz V'mokam Hezekarabim. Hezekarabim, usually we say that a Cholosh Eim L'Sakone, you're only permitted to violate a Gzera de Rabban. You're not permitted to violate a Malacha de Rabban. But if it's B'mokam Hezekarabim, then we even allow you to violate a Malacha de Rabban. That's what it sounds like in the Gemara. Chabin Gachel Shal Matechas B'shul Shle Yizuka Barab. Aber lo Gachel Shal Eitz. Because that's their right. If he's talking about Sobel like Reb Shimon, if Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon, there ain't Tzricha L'Gufa, it's only the Malacha de Rabbanon, Afilu Shalait, Nami. So you see the Shmuel holds like Reb Yehuda. There ain't Tzricha L'Gufa, it's their right. The Tesis is going to discuss that topic. What do they say? Mechaba Gachel Shalai Zuka Barab, that's on Daf Mem Beis Amin Aleph. Chos Al Aner Al Apshemen Al Apsila Hamuhul Heves. That's in Bamem Adlikin. The Mishnah has in Bama Malikin, Khosal Anek, Khosal Shem, Khosal Silah Chayev, Rabbi Yosi puts a Bechul and puts an Absilim Neshu Oysa Pechon. So the Gemara says, what are they fighting about? Exactly this. Tanakama holds Chayev, that even though it's ain't Tzvicha Legufo, it's still a Melocha Deraisa. And Rabbi Yosi holds like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yosi holds like Rabbi Shimon, that whenever it's ain't Tzvicha Legufo, then it's only the Rabbon. Puts an Absilim Neshu Oysa Pechon, as he plans to use the Pechon. Where is that? Where is that Mishnah? Chos al anek, chos al shem. Where? Chof tes on the beis. The last two lines are chof tes on the beis, and then the Gemara explains that that's the issue. Where's the Gemara? Stop in the finish. Where's the Gemara? So the Gemara is on Lamed Aleph on the beis. The Gemara says, who does Rabbi Yosi hold like? Does the old ain't Tzricha L'Gufa is Deraisa, the Rabbana? The old ain't Tzricha L'Gufa is Deraisa. So why does he part by the others? There must be all that ain't Tzricha L'Gufa is only the Rabbana. Nikir Reb Shimon Tzvila, Sapsila Nami Lifoter. And with the Gemara, he plans to use the Pechom. Sure? He plans to use the Pechom. Neshu Oysa Pechom. Who Oysa Pechom? He plans to use the Pechom. Sure? Since he plans to use the Pechem, that's going to be a Tzvicha L'Guf. So that's the Gemara that Tesis is alluding to. The Mishnah is Chav Tesem in base, and the Gemara is Lamed Aleph in the base. So what does Tesis explain? Chav HaGachal Siyem U'Kchos Al HaNeri Al HaShem Al HaPsila HaMuhu Heves Kvar Ein Tzvicha L'Guf Om Vashem in Mishnah Lohoy Yekib El Alasas Pechem Ebikiboy Zeh. They used to use the Pechem. They used to use the Pechem. The text just says parenthetically, what in the world did they use the Pechem for in the Mishnah? In the days in the Mishkan, what did they use it for? It was Halloween. They wanted to paint their faces black. What did they use Pechem for? They wanted to draw pictures with Pechem. The text says no. They used to use Pechem in order to do some tziruf, in order to take the burning hot coals that were no longer flaming. And they would use the pechum to treat the metal with it. Tesis asks a shaila. They never had a kibui in the Mishkan when they were cooking the samamonim in order to get out the dye from the vegetables, in order to dye the bigdekuna, in order to dye the urea and so on. Didn't they ever have to lower the flame because they were afraid that the vegetables would burn, that the whole dye would burn? Didn't they have such a thing in the Mishkan? So why do you say that the kibbutz in the Mishkan was always adaita to use the pechom? What they do in the Mishkan is to use it for tzira purposes. They would use the burning hot
coals that the flame was extinguished to treat metal with it. Why didn't they also have such a kibush like Dichas HaMamon? So the Tosis claims Lahoy b'Mishkan. It never happened in the days of the Mishkan. They never did that. Okay. So Tosis again, Tosis insists that Ain't Svichel Guf means it has to be done in the same fashion that it was done in the Mishkan. And the whole list on Daf Ayin Gimel is telegraphic. Really, each word in the Mishnah really represents a whole sentence. Now, V'chein says on Snivnas Nami, this is the Gemara Lamed Aleph on the base. On Lamed Aleph on the base, that Gemara that we just looked at, so if you blow out a candle, you have a little pechum. So you plan to use the pechum. Most people don't plan to use, and once in a while a person plans to use. If you plan to use the pechum, then it's a melacha svicha legufa. The kibbutz is a svicha legufa. If you don't plan to use the pechum, then it's a svicha legufa. If Mepnei Shehu Oise Pechom, that's where Rav is Medayk, Mepnei Shehu Oise Pechom, he plans to use the Pechom, the Daitam, the Skav and Mamesh, then it's called the Svicha Leguf. Mepnei Shenasis Pechom, he doesn't plan to use it for anything, then it will be an Ein Svicha Leguf. So the Gemara there mixes in with this Ein Svicha Leguf, as the Machlek Zabiyud Reb Shimon, the Gemara mixes in something about Seis Almanas Livnais. Seis Almanas Livnais. That's one of the malachas in the Mishkan is Seis Almanas Livnais. So what does that have to do with Reb Yudah Reb Shimon? What's that going to be? Ein Svicha Legufa. I mean, Reb Yudah will be more mechayev. Everyone agrees there's a malach of Seiser. If it's, everybody agrees Seiser Shel Almanas Livnais is mekalkel, mekalkel b'chovel amaver is a machlekes. But mekalkel by Seiser, everybody agrees it's putzer. So everybody agrees you have to have Seis Almanas Livnais. Seis Almanas Livnais is not chai. So what's the machlekes of Yudah Reb Shimon? So it's a machlekes if you hold like Reb Shimon, it's you have to have more. Seis Almanas Livnais will only be chayiv if it's something schmaltzier than just plain and stump. If you hold like Reb Yudah, every Seis Almanas Livnais is chayiv. Hold like Reb Shimon, you'll only be chayiv under certain circumstances. What circumstances? Because it has to be dumi in the Mishkan. What was in the Mishkan? So that's what Tosis has to explain. So there's a Tosis over there, says, and Tosis by Yos also says, the Seisar Almanos Livnais, they're alluding to that Gemara and Lamed Aleph on the days. Chin says, Almanos Livnais, Nami, Loi Mechai, Reb Shimon will restrict the Chiyuv Misa, Loi Mechai, Reb Shimon, Reb Yudah will be Mechai, what's the case? The boy should take Tzvichalim. The boy should say tzvicha legufa. Okay, what does God do with tzvicha legufa? Means it has to be the same as it was in the Mishkan. So what was in the Mishkan? That's a machlokes. 1 minute. El kigon she says almanas l'sak and yosim imasha hoy betchila. Kigon she abinyan ha'achron tov ben arishin. That's an expression from Tanakh. Godly advod abayis as the achron ben arishin. And they're building the second base on Mikdash. So the Nevi'im said it'll be greater than the first base on Mikdash. So if you say sir, Amanas Livnois, another binyan over here, so if the second binyan is going to be just the same as the first, so Reb Yudah will say that's sufficient to make it into Misakin, it's not Mekalkel. If you say sir, a binyan, it's Mekalkel. So it's Amanas Livnois, even if the second binyan will not exceed the greatness of the first binyan, so it's also called Misakin and Yechayiv. But Reb Shimon holds that you're still not Chayiv. The only time Yechayiv say sir is Dumya de Mishkan. So what was in the Mishkan?
Took it apart.
Took it apart, then they moved it to the new location. It was better in the new place than the old place. Exactly the same. So how does it... So Tosis is... That's the Gemara. Since the Rabbanu Shalom wants the Mishkan to be over there, Tosis is better there, because he doesn't want it to be here. He wants it to be there. So that's better there than here. Konsha bin Yerach and Tov bin Arishon, kinemuchach as is mavur in this bishmaita, in the sugya of kechos alaner, that's lamed aleph on the base. They're alluding to that gemara. Shmaitin means our sugya. Shmaito means the sugya. They say kiremuchach as is explicit in the sugya and that lamed aleph on the base. The sugya, the shmaita, the chos alaner. So the gemara says that there will be a machlekes or b'yudah Reb Shimon, avein svicha legufa by seis lamed al slidnus. So that's what Tosis works on over there. What's the machlekes? So that's what they explain there too. Only if it's going to be Yosem and Mashalahoi Banu Shami Oilam. Aye, but that's what it was in the Mishkan.
What do they say there in Lamed Aleph Amud Beis? Yishlam the kulam mishkin afin lo loy kibe mishkin kim lasis pechom lochel machaber pshimu ki agavno. If you're going to use the pechom for some purpose, I will say sir ask pechom mishkan shein misak mysterious yois mash yois mishalo hayisham bani shamei olam. So that's two versions in the Gemara. That's two versions. So one version in the Gemara is the two Lashon is there anymore. So one version is that Reb Shimon will only be Mechayev Seiser Al Manas Livnos if it's going to be the Binyan Achadosh is going to be better than the old Binyan. So where was that in the Mishkan? Where did he say the Binyan Achadosh was better than the old Mishkan? Better than the old one? The Seiser was when they were moving from one place to the other. That's the Stiris HaMishkan. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam wants it in a new location, so that's better. You know, the Ribbono Shel Olam no longer wants it here. Ratzon Hashem, Ratzon Hashem. But because he no longer wants the Mishkan, no longer wants Asherah Hashchina to be here, wants it to be there, so that's called, the Binyan Hasheni is better than the Binyan Rishon, because the Shechina left over here. The Binyan Hasheni is going to have the Shechina. Binyan Rishon, the Shechina left already. That's that version. And then the text there says, but there's another version in the Gemara that holds not so. There wouldn't be a Machleg Zabiyuta Reb Shinnin. By Yisai Salman Aslivnes. They both agree that you would be chayv even if the Binyan Hasheni would not exceed the Binyan Arish. Yeah, what do you want to bring up? Okay, good. What's Rav Haglan?
It would only go to the menorah, that the wicks that you had, that you singed, you had to singe the wicks because the flame took that when you were
lit. Right. That's called Sricha Legufa.
That's
if you blow out the flame and you made a pechem, and because it's a pechem, that'll catch flame next time better, that's called the Sricha Legufa. Yeah, I think that's correct. That's called Sricha Legufa. I think so.
Second
Teres
in the
Gemara, it's Lahavavah. Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. That Lahavavah is called Tzvich Leguf. Yeah. Now what is this? V'chein Koreya... V'chein Koreya B'cham... This is the question. Is it Koreya B'chamosoy or Koreya Almesoy? So we have the Teres that says V'chein Koreya Almesoy, a relative died, and he's ripping Kriya to fulfill the mitzvah Kriya. You're not supposed to rip Kriya on Shabbos. You're not supposed to rip Kriya on Shabbos. But if he does rip Kriya, would that be called the Malach HaTzvicha Lugufa HaTzvicha Lugufa? So that was a Shaila Rashi and Taisus there. So Taisus held over there, I think, that it's not called the... Taisus held what? That it is called the Tzvicha Lugufa. So that's where the Bach changes the Girsa. Instead of saying Kareya Almeso, it should say Kareya Bachamosoi. Those two cases are ein tzricha legufo. Why the mishkan hoise kriya? The tzorech tikun dover hanikra. They would rip cloth in order to sew it better. They had to sew something up, and there wasn't enough. You can't just make one stitch. You have to make the kara bigger in order to do a good job of stitching over there. So the mishkan hoise kriya, the tzorech tikun dover hanikra. But over here, the tikkun is the pesan azaitiga thing. That's not the tikkun that was in the Mishkan. Here he rips on begodim in order to demonstrate to the members of the household how angry he is that they should never do this again. They did something that irked him. He wants to smash some kelim, he wants to rip the god, and smash some kelim is not a melacha deraita. Okay. So nisa derabbanim, to smash a kli. It's a melacha derabbanim. But to rip the begodim, the rip the godim is a malacha of Korea. The mimi yemisa inshi besa, he's accomplishing something by that, so that's called misakein. But that's not called the tzvicha legufa, because in the Mishkan, the tzvicha legufa was the tikkun on the dava hanikra. And then, so the way we have the tesis, it says v'chein Korea al mesa, ripping kriya to fulfill the mitzvah, is also called an ein tzvicha legufa. That's what it says by us, it's an ein tzvicha legufa. So the Bach corrects it. And he says, tells you to look later on Daf Kufay. He says he thinks that it should say Kareya Bechamosa, not Kareya Al Mesa. Why, Nachamol? Is that what we were just looking at before? Let's see again. What did it say then? So that was the question of Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi said, the Gemara said there was a contradiction. If you read Pakareh Bachamosa, whether that's a, and he said there a malacha, there is a malacha, the Rabbana. So the Gemara says, Loi kasha harabiyuda harabshim harabiyuda malacha shen svich legufa chayvala harabshim malacha shen svich legufa potter aleha. Gemara said, but even Rabbi Yehuda only holds that svich legufa is chayiv if it's misakin, if it's nakalti and not chayiv. Gemara says, no, it is misakin. Lemir mi ein misayin she basic. Lemir mi ein misayin she basic. That's called misakin. So Rashi says that just like it's a machlek zabir Reb Shimon in that case, lemir mi ein misayin she basic. That's malacha shen svich legufa. Meisa meisa hachinami abmotzer the truth say the same parrots. If a person rips kriya in order to fulfill the mitzvah kriya, that'll be misakein, he's the yaitzei mitzvah, but that'll be ein svicha legufo. Why is it ein svicha legufo? The kera, there's no tikkun, he's fulfilling a mitzvah, but the kera doesn't accomplish anything. So Taisus disagrees with that Rashi. That was the Taisus that disagrees. Pirish bekuntres, that's on kufayim and base. Pirish bekuntres, the high shinui namishan lakosh meisam meisam. So it says in Taisus, the kosha leri, they think that that's not correct. Yotzi dekrim ken havi malachat svich lukul kim shitzorach mitzvah ken muchach likamon. The Taisus writes there, it's muchach likamon when you learn kuvav and mad aleph with Taisus. If you learn with Rashi, is nothing is muchach. If you learn Taisus disagrees with Rashi every step of the way. The Taisus kuvav and mad aleph has a different interpretation of that little omud on kuvav. They say ken muchach likamon according to their pshat. And whenever you are in fulfillment of a mitzvah, that's automatically called svicha legufa. Rashi doesn't agree with Taisus, so nothing is muchach lekamon. But that's what Taisus says. And whenever you're fulfilling a mitzvah, that's called svicha legufa. So that's why the Bach crosses out the line in our Taisus. V'chein kareya al meso. So in our Taisus it says it's called an ein svicha legufa. So the Bach changes it to kareya b'chamasoi. Just have that on a ches. Instead of meso, just add a ches. Kareya al chamasai. So that's an ain tzricha legufa. But kareya al mesa would be a malocha tzricha legufa. Why? That's considered the tikkun and the gufa dover hanikra, because he's fulfilling a mitzvah by having the chetz of the kera.
Yeah, you don't have to change it because our Mishnah says mesa even when it's not talking about mesa day. Whereas over mesa day, mesa that's nothing. Taisus admits where it's not his mitzvah.
You're saying you don't have to change the girsa in Taisa, you just change the interpretation. That when Taisa says Karei al meso, it doesn't mean that he's in fulfillment of the mitzvah, the Rabbana. Ripping Kriya is not a mitzvah in Atar, it's a mitzvah in the Rabbana. Whenever there's a suffix where the one has to rip Kriya, so the Achrenim say we don't rip Kriya for two reasons. Number one, Sveka the Rabbana Lekula, the whole mitzvah ripping Kriya is only the Rabbana. And secondly, whenever you're a kriya, there's an issue of baltashchis. So when there's a mitzvah mid rabbanon, then there's a tzorech, then there's no baltashchis. Baltashchis is only when there's a shalot of tzorech. But whenever there's no mitzvah mid rabbanon, then you're back again to a baltashchis. So if you have a suffik, you have a suffik whether there's a mitzvah of kriya, then it's a suffik if you have an hisa baltashchis. So you have to go lechumra. What do you mean lechumra? To rip? No, lechumra not to violate baltashchis. So ripping kriya is a mitzvah mid rabbanon, it's not a mitzvah mid rabbanon. So you just say, V'chein karei al-mesa, doesn't mean al-mesa, one of the Zayin Kroivim, that there's a mitzvah to rip kriya. Karei al-mesa, somebody died and he rips kriya out of aggravation. But there's no kiyum al-mitzvah. Whenever there would be a kiyum al-mitzvah, Taisus Shita happens to be, Machlekes Rashi and Taisus there. Taisus says it's muchach l'kamon. Taisus Kufem and Beis says it's muchach from their pshat. And Kuvav and Manala, from their pshat is muchach. Then whenever there's a mitzvah, it's called Tzvicha L'gufa. Whenever there's a mitzvah, it's called Tzvicha L'gufa. And Rashi does not agree with that thesis. On Kuvav and Menalos. Right. Okay. So you don't, there isn't, it's not even necessary to change the gear. So you just change the pshat. Al-Mesa doesn't mean in the case where he's Yotzin Emitz. Now the Shaila is, so now Taisus has a problem. If Taisus says that the pshat and Reb Shimon's opinion of Malacha Tzvicha L'gufa is that all the 39 Malachas that are listed in the Mishnah, each one is listed with one word. And really, each one has a description. The full description really requires a whole sentence. And the tzorach that they intended for in the Mishkan has to be the tzorach that you do. Everything has to be done in the Mishkan. So The Tosfos is now bothered, and has nothing to do with the Kalkel and the Sakin. The Kalkel and the Sakin is unrelated. And that's what Tosfos writes on the last line of Kuvavim and Aleph. How did the Amoraim know that there was a Machlokes of Shimon and Rav Yudah, when the Mekalkel, Bechov Lamar, is Chai Bapater? So they say they disagree with Rashi and the Balamor, and the Rov HaRishonim say that it's Kolin Zebizeh, it's interconnected with Ein Tzvich Leguf, that they say, no, Kabbalah HaSakin, that an oral tradition that there was a Machlokes. How do you read the psukim of Sreifas Bas Koyen and Milo Shaloi Bizmano? And it's totally unrelated to any other issue of Mesakan and Mekalkel. The Mesakan and Mekalkel has nothing to do with Ein Tzvich Leguf. Totally unrelated, yeah. So the if Tosfos holds that you're learning out, Reb Shimon is learning out, the description of every malach is derived from the Mishkan, and part of the description of the malach is that it has to be Tzvich Leguf. You have to harvest peiros, adaita, that someone's going to use the peiros. You're going to sell them, you're going to eat them, someone's going to eat it. You're cooking food, someone's going to eat the food. You're going to do something with the food that you cook. If you cook food that no one ever eats it, so that's not doing the Mishkan. So then they're bothered with a problem. No, in the Mishkan, the Itzah in the Mishkan was that they carried it out from their homes to the Rishus HaRabim, and then they gave it to Moshe Rabbeinu to the Gizbar. And then it was adaita that this raw material was going to be used to improve on it and to make it into a beautiful Mishkan. We don't require that. The Gemara said the Pharisees, you don't require hoitzi sefer Torah lahagio to correct any mistakes in the sefer Torah. You don't require lahotzi es amar a shovel lasas lotas in order to put a plaque on it, in order to make some engraved design on it. So I bet you're learning out from the Mishkan. How do you know? He doesn't require that if you're carrying a shovel, you should carry it to a new location, intending that they're going to put a plaque on it, like in the days of the Mishkan, that the people carried the raw material, the gold and the silver and the choshes and the cloth and everything, and then they used it, put it together, made it fancier than it was before. Also, if it's Torah Lahagia, you know, he doesn't require, that's the Gemara in Sadek Dalet and Beis. He doesn't require. I carry a sefer to the park to learn in the park on Shabbos. That's a malach hatzricha legufa. Why don't I require? I should carry the sefer. I died to improve the sefer. It should only be sefer Torah lahagia. After bishem mishkan hatzos anadav haskedel l'sak nasamen a mishkan lekelim. Yeah. So why don't you require all the way? So he says, no, come on. So you're going to say you're going to learn out everything from the mishkan. The only time you'll be a malach deraisa is if you plan to make a mishkan. This man is that no one's making any mishkan. So it's not doing the Mishkan. The answer is no, doing the Mishkan, you're going to use it. It doesn't have to be 100%. Aye, but why is it by Soyser al Manas Livnoi? So one version in the Gemara, Lamed Aleph on the base, was that it's totally in a Machlech, there's going to be a detail in Machlech, of Shimon and Reb Yudah. They both agree Soyser Stam is Mekalka. Only Chayv to Soyser al Manas Livnoi, then it's called Mesakin. Did it have to be al Manas Livnoi? Fancier than the original binyan. Kavon shah binyan achon told me the rishon, or even is going to be not better than the rishon. So Tosfos understood the gemara lamed aleph and beis. That is the machlekes of Yehuda Reb Shimon. So they say. So why is it over there that you insist that Reb Shimon holds has to be dumi in the mishkan all the way? Why don't you just say he says so? I'm an aslitnas. No, why do you insist it should be better than the original binyan? So they say because that's mekalkalim. By Malach of Kilkul, and the Tosfos the Mekalkalim kigom Mechaba v'Soyse v'Kareya. Mistavro, the Reb Shimon holds mitzad asvor. The Tzarshia menos l'sakin kemo b'mishkon. The Chashiva haMekalkalim tzichin leguva to have legufay u legufa. There you have to have, because Mekalkalim should all be potter. Call Mekalkalim turim. The basis of all Malachos Shabbos should be Malachos Machsheves. That's a chiddush that these Malachos, namely Soyser, Koreya, Mechabe, are included in the listing of Malachis. So Reb Shimon insists over there, and it's only labeled as a Malachi if it's really like it was in the Mishkan, a very great Tzvicha Legufo Legufo. You're really going to improve the situation better than it was before. But by the other Malachis that are not Biatz Musa Mekalkalim, so then as long as it's a little bit Dumi, the Mishkan is good enough. That's how Tosfos made a little compromise here. That's what they said. The Kalkal Gom Mechabe V'Soyse V'Kareya. Mistav Reb Shimon holds that the Svar indicates, the Svar dictates, So she here, Manas and Sakin come over Mishkan, Lachshim and Kankh Sikh Lagula, then Gufa Ula Gufa. How do they call the Gufa Ula Gufa? How come the Gemara doesn't use that expression that you need the Gufa Ula Gufa? That's all included in Lachat Tzvicha Ula Gufa. Given the Baal Trabayu, since Reb Shimon requires there should be both Ula Gufa Ula Gufa to improve the object, Bechalal Ula Gufa, that's called Malachat Tzvicha Ula Gufa. Here the Gemara by Hoitzoa tells it that do you need Ula Gufa Ula Gufa, or is it good enough for Malachat Tzvicha Ula Gufa? So here the Gemara is chiseling down that by Hoitzo, it's not a Malachas Kilkul. You don't need Lagufa Lagufa. You don't need Sefer Torah Lahagio. You don't need Motzi Mar Lasus Loitas. By Hoitzo, you don't need to, that you intend that it should be improved. We're going to do some work on it. We're going to make it better than it was before. You don't need Lagufa Lagufa. So here the Gemara uses the two expressions, but by the Malachas of Kilkul, namely the Seiso Amanas Livnas and so on, the Mechabe, so there you would take a require Lagufa Lagufa. And that's all included in the expression Malach Hatzvicha Lagufo. Avagabi Ma'ar V'Sefter Kibin L'Boy Yal Lagufo. You don't need both. So L'Boy B'Ma'ar Lasu L'Tas. You're not required by Sefter Kedei L'Hagia. It's enough if this, if you're carrying the Sefer Torah Kedei Likres Boy. Yeah. See, there are two gears here by the tiny letter Gimel in the Tosfos. So L'Boy B'Ma'ar Lasu L'Tas. The Sefer Torah Kedei L'Hagia. You don't require by Sefer Torah Kedei Lahagia. So on the bottom it says, you don't require Kedei Lahagia, El Kedei Likris, but it's sufficient. You do need Likris, but you don't need Lahagia. There's no contradiction, even though it sounds like it's contradictory. The line as it appears in the Tosfos, and the line that it says, V'chein hu b'svar machem, the others have the gears, that they're both boiling down to the same thing. You don't require Sefer Torah Lahagia, but you do require Sefer Torah Kedei Likris Boy. That's enough, because it's not a Malachas Kilkul, so you don't have to learn that from the Mishkan 100%. Lefish, it's Tzvichas Legufa, as long as it's Tzvichas Legufa, Havikain, the Havi B'Mishkan, Moshe Pirashti. Okay. So what it says is not happy with Rashi. Rashi, the Pirish, the Bitzon, Elohai, Sebol, Ovelohai, Elohai, Tzorach, Elohai, Shein, Elohai, Lesalka, Me'al, Lok, Motzot, Noch, Shalosh, Shechenu. Rashi has this whole different in Rashi in the Balamor and the Rambam. The Rambam is also like that, and the Rashbo and the Ramban. Most of the Rishonim learn like Rashi. Rashi has a different pshat in Ein Tzvicha L'Gufo. That is to prevent the situation from getting worse. To prevent the situation from deteriorating, on the one hand that's a tikkun, on the other hand it's not a positive tikkun. It's just you maintain status quo. No one was hurt until now. You're going to see to it no one else will be hurt. You didn't improve the situation. So that's the machlokes of Reb Shimon. Is that called misaking, or is that a lack of misaking? So what do they say? V'chein in perek v'amam edikin daf lamed al tirish Rashi lan kchos al apsil hamu hevis kvar then it's vichel agum sheni en soch kibu zev im lahu varam yoylam havenich alei would have been happier if he wouldn't have put in so much fuel in the first place. By doing the kibu he doesn't make the situation, he doesn't improve the situation, it just prevents the situation from getting worse. The fuel is not going to get all consumed. Dov chos alei What do they say? I don't get that lotion. What, that's a quotation from Rashi? Don't remember. Are they quoting a Rashi on Lamed Aleph on the base? The long Rashi in Lamed Aleph. Yom Ki Rabbi Yudah Svirle in Tzvicha L'Gufo. The left line, what?
The one before the big one.
The one before the big one. Lifted the chasal b'sila nami ein atzvicha hamelacha legufa the melacha hainu kibui the kibui atzma ein atzarech lo. He doesn't really need kibui. Kibui is not improving. The whole from yadam habenich would have been happier if the fuel wouldn't have been placed in the first place. In tchil huva. Well, the chasal like is but fei. So how do you read that sentence in Rashi? If he wouldn't have put in so much fuel, would have been happier. By mistake, they put in too much fuel in the container. How do you read the words of Rashi? I'm not sure. How do you read the sentence in the Rashi? I'm not sure. I don't know. Tosis is quoting that Rashi on Lamed Aleph on the base. I'm not sure what the words mean in Rashi. So Tosis quotes, that's Rashi's opinion, that's how Rashi always says. Ein tzvicha l'gufa means he prevents the situation from deteriorating. So Tosis is not happy. Kosher, misosel amenas libnus kemo b'tchilo. You find that difficult. That's how I'm asked to live. Notice he's doing something new. Well, what's exactly the kasha? Kasha misay salman al tinsel is kamo batchilo. You're going to build it the same as it was before, but it's not going to be better. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara says that Yechai, according to Rabbi Shimon, you're putter. So, what's a bad situation that he's preventing it from deteriorating? There's nothing bad. What is it got? According to Rashi, Rashi's definition doesn't fit in at all. Tosis gave a different pshat in Ein Tzvicha L'Gufa, that the description of every malacha has to be a full sentence, not just one word. A full sentence exactly the same way as it was in the Mishkan. So Tosis can say that's a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon by Seis Laman Aslidin, it's not going to be as pretty as it, not going to be in excess of the beauty of the first building. But according to Rashi, the Ein Tzvicha L'Gufa is not a question of description of the Melacha, definition of the Melacha. It's an issue of Mesakan and Mekalkel. And the Machlokes of Yehuda Reb Shimon is, if you're in a bad situation that's going from bad to worse, and you prevent it from deteriorating, so how is Seis Laman Aslidnus Kamo Batchilo? How was that a bad situation? Who said the house is not going to fall down? Leave it the way it is. So why does Rabbi Yehuda even hold that it's misakan? They say that case doesn't make sense according to Rashi. What's kareh bechamosa lemirmi emisu ayin shibese dosam sorach lemalocha? In that case, he is misakan this situation. Someone in the family misbehaved. Someone did something wrong. And the father of the household has to register his dissatisfaction. He doesn't want to just say calmly, I'm not happy with that. He wants them to understand that he's very upset about it. So he rips some kelim or smashes something. In order to frighten the children, in order to frighten the members of the family, that they shouldn't do that terrible thing at all. So Tosis says over there, he's in a bad situation and he's making it better. He's educating them. He's showing them how seriously he takes this because he ripped the beggar. He's so angry. The husband, Tzorach l'malocha, v'rotzu she'eh bo'ilam. He doesn't want the malocha. He would have been happier if everyone would have behaved in the first place. Okay. But we're talking a situation that the children are misbehaving and someone is misbehaving in the family. So this is what he's doing in order to not to do damage control that it shouldn't get worse. This is improving the situation. So why isn't that v'rotzu she'eh? The malach is accomplishing something positive. He's educating the children by that. So that's what they taina. They don't see how Rashi's definition works out in all the cases. Ein loy ma'ai, Rashi will say again the same. One should just say he would have been happier if everyone would have behaved in the family. They wouldn't have had to do the whole thing in the first place. It's just there's a bad situation that the one of the members of the family misbehaved and he wants to straighten it out. And he would have preferred that it shouldn't have happened. So this is, maybe the Rashi holds that that's the equivalent I'm just doing damage control, preventing the situation from deteriorating. He says, no, it's not true. When a person is sick, and you have the mafis musik de lasis lapet, he would have preferred in the first place that he shouldn't have gotten the infection. But once he gets the infection, then if he squeezes it out, he squeezes out the pimple, he makes a pesach, and he intends to put in medication, he wants the year to go in with the medication, he's doing a malocha tzricha lagufo, lasis lapet, lahachnis alahoitzi, then he is chai. I wanted to say he would have preferred that there shouldn't have been an infection in the first place. It doesn't matter. Because right now, taking Rashi's understanding, there is an infection and he's healing it. So the same over here. Someone is misbehaving in the family, there's some problem, and he's not just preventing it from getting worse, he's reverting back to the way things used to be 5 years ago, where there never was a problem. He's improving the situation by demonstrating how upset he is, by ripping the begodim. So he's improving the situation and making it better. So that should be the same as Mafis Bursa Lassus Lape, Yechayev. Yeah. Well, it should always be Potter, but son Lohoya Mursa Mel, he would have preferred that they should have never had any infection. Chen Kerea Yiriya Shanafa Badarno, the worms were eating into the Beged. So the Gemara says, if he rips a little bit more in order to re-sew it, that's called Kerea Almanas Lit. I would have preferred that the worm should have not eaten into the Beged at all. He would have preferred the Cheng Teufel Beged Karua. The Beged ripped a little bit. He was walking, this is Beged ripped. The only way to fix the Beged is to rip it a little more and then to sew it up. He can't sew it up, it just has a little tear. He would have preferred that it shouldn't have got ripped in the first place. So according to Rashi, let it be always, all these cases should be Ein Tzricha L'Gufa. They have to say no. According to Rashi, that's not called Ein Tzricha L'Gufa, means he's just doing damage control. It shouldn't deteriorate further, shouldn't get worse. But if not, but if when you do the malacha, not only are you preventing it from getting worse, you're improving it. You're reversing everything. It's going in the other direction. You're making everything better. Then Rashi is masking that's a malacha tzricha l'gufa. Anyway, so Taisus feels that they demolished Rashi. And they interpreted all the Gemaras with their pshat. And Rashi and most of the Rishonim insist otherwise. The Magen Avraham quotes la malacha Rashi's pshat. Even at Kedei Kach, Morgan Avram quotes a Truma Sadesh, and he says, if a Nochri comes with a gun and he holds a gun to my head and he says, I want you to cook some food for me on Shabbos, I'm going to shoot you. So we say, Pekuach Nefesh is Deicha, so you're allowed to do the Moloch, unless it's B'tnei Asorah Mi'Yisrael. On Aver B'Farhesio, B'Shas K'zeres HaShmad, if the Nochrim are forcing the Jews to violate Shabbos, but if it's not B'Farhesio, not Shas HaShmad, then you say, Chilu Shabbos is Mut Mitam Pekuach Nefesh. Okay, you don't say you're Harig Val Yavar. So the Magen Avraham quotes the Truma Sadesh, and that has a funny comment. He says, when the Nochri holds a gun and he threatens to kill me unless I cook the food, the reason why it's mutter is because it's not a melacha deraisa, it's ain't shvicha legufa. When I cook food because I want to eat the food, I want some, I'm happy that a member of my family should eat the food or a guest should eat the food, that's called a melacha shvicha legufa. This guy's holding a gun. I couldn't care less. I'm not interested in cooking food for him. He threatens to kill me unless I cook the food, that's called a melacha shvicha legufa. So that you can ding zach. That you can ding zach. Why is that a malach Hashem tzvicha l'gufa? I'm cooking the food knowing that the Nochri plans to eat it. That's how Pipasha, that's a malach tzvicha l'gufa. But that's all within Rashi, I think. The whole Trumas Hadesh, and most of the Rishonim hold like Rashi. Most of the Rishonim seem to agree with Rashi that malach tzvicha l'gufa is a machleg zarbi Reb Shimon regarding, is this called Nesakin, or is it a lack of Mesakin? And Taisus has a whole different interpretation of the whole Malach HaTzvicha L'Gufa story. Okay, so that was the last line in the Mishnah. Okay, we're going to have to learn more Gemaras. We didn't cover all the Gemaras here. Have to learn more Gemaras. That was the last line in the Mishnah. Hamotzias Hameis Likovroi. Reb Shimon holds that that's an Ein Tzvicha L'Gufa, and Reb Yudah holds nonetheless it's a Malach HaDeraisa. Yeah, what about on the first din? That if you carry something, so the Gemara picks up on that, and the Gemara says it depends. If the sole purpose of carrying the kli is only to be tuffled to the oichlim, then you say hakli tfeil alo. What if he needs the kli in the other location also? He's carrying soup in a bowl because he doesn't want to carry the soup in his hand, so he has to carry it in a bowl, kli tfeil alo. But he also, after he finishes eating the soup, he's going to use that bowl in order to put some, in the other place, he's going to put some other food in the bowl, and he doesn't want to put the food on the table. He wants to put the other food from the refrigerator. He doesn't have a bowl. So he needs a plate also. So it says, if he needs the kli also, so it's a double purpose. The kli tfeila to the ochlim, and also plans to use the kli in the new location, is chayv af ala kli. Then it's chayv twice. It's chayv on the ochlim if the ochlim have a kashir. It's chayv on the ochlim, it's chayv on the kli. So the Gemara says, how can that be? Shema min ochl shnei zeisachel behalamecha chayv shtayim? What do you mean? The fellow does haitzoa twice b'shegeg. He does haitzoa on the kli, and he does haitzoa on the ochl in the kli. You're going to say chai v'afal aklis chai shtaim. That's not true. Whenever you repeat the same aver behelam echod, you chai of one chatos. Mamino, can it be? Can you infer from here that whoever each day says behelam echod chai shtaim is not true? Certainly not true. Someone who does two haitzos behelam echod is only chai of one chatos. What do you say? He did it b'nezit. So he's chai misa twice. That's more ridiculous. There's no such thing as chai misa twice. The Gemara says no. One he did b'shegig. One he did b'nezit. So first we're going to make him bring the korban chatos on the haitzor that he did b'shegeg, and then we're going to give him the death penalty for doing haitzor b'nezid. That's what the Gemara sounds like it answers. So Tosfos says, how can it be? There's a din. You only bring a chatos and an avera that you did b'shegeg. Ashov midiyosa. That's the lashon of Gemara Yevamos. Ashov midiyosa. Maybe korban hashigigosa. Loishov midiyosa. Ain't it maybe korban hashigigosa? What do the words mean? Ashov midiyosa. So Rashi and Tosfos there have two interpretations. Perek Acholitz and Yevamos. The one interpretation is after the person did the malacha, if the person did the aver or whatever, and then he finds out that he ate in a restaurant, and it has on the sign that this under hashgacha has a good hashgacha. Then he finds out later on that they gave him chelav adam. Chelav adam he chayv koris b'mezit, so he chayv chatos b'shogeg. So when he finds out that he ate chelav adam, does he do tshuva right away? Is he shav mi diyosa? When he gets the idea that he did an avera, does he do tshuva right away, or does he not do tshuva right away? If he shav mi diyosa, then he's maybe korban hashigosa. That's one pshat. That's one translation of that term. Then the other, I forgot, Rashi and Tosfos. And the other translation of the term is, if he would have had the idea, he's in the restaurant. He's sitting in the restaurant, and they serve him some food, and he's about to eat anything. He's about to sit down and eat anything, and then the waiter says, I want you to know that that's chelos. I want you to know that this is really dumb. So is he going to be a shavi al tase when I one shot this? Does he do tshuva when he gets the idea after having violated the avera? Is he shav midiyosa? Does he do tshuva after the avera when he gets the idea? The other pshat is, would it be shavi al tase in advance? If they would give him the idea in advance of his doing the avera, would he have acted b'shevi al tase? Oh no, the waiter tells him, I want you to know this is chelu and this is dam. He says, good, nice to know, and I want to eat it anyway. So if he's leishav midiyosa, then it's not chayv chatos. So that's what Tosfos says. However you understand the translation of shav midiyosa, Tosfos says over here, if he's carrying the food and the kli, one is carrying the maize and one is carrying the shoyge. So if he carries the maize, then it means that carrying is not on his not from his mitzvah. He's going to carry on Shabbos. He carries the maize on Shabbos. So how can you say that it's chayv achatos for having carried something? He either carried the kli b'shegeg, carried the food b'shegeg, whatever. He carried one b'shegeg, one b'mezit. So if he carries the mezit, so the one that he carried, he wasn't aware that there was food. He didn't think that carrying, he didn't think that there's any prohibition in carrying paper plates or carrying plastic plates. He thought there's only an issue in carrying food. Didn't know that. Then they tell him, no, there's an aver carrying paper plates. But the guy doesn't care. He carried the other thing b'mezit. So he would have carried this also b'mezit. So it's not shav midiyosa. So how can you say it's chayv misa for that and chayv chatos for the other one? It can't be chayv chatos if it's lo shav midiyosa. True, was b'shoigeg, he didn't realize that that's an avera. But even if he would have known that that's an avera, this guy's a mechal shabbos b'mezid. He carried the other thing b'mezid. So that's what Tosfos quotes the kasha. Ena nira liri lo pirish akunz lo pirish rashban. How is that possible? That you did haitzah b'mezin and b'shegging on two different objects, and the one you did b'mezin yichad nis, one you did b'shegging chayv chatos. She's a bechad, and chayv chatos al hasheni sheshogeg bo. Why? It's a lack of shav midiyos. The true was b'shegging. One of them he carried b'shegging. What was b'shegging? He thought that there's no haitzah on plastic plates. He thought there's only haitzah on b'kavadikah things. But he carried anyway. Even if he would have known that there is haitzah on plastic, he would have carried it anyway. Baharai, he knew there's haitzah on the food and he carried it anyway. So he would have carried that also. And if it's a lack of shav midiyosa, kibishim zebechamehem. How can it be that yechayev b'shegig on the other one? So that's what the reinterprets it. It's a pella. The Rashi and the Rashbam are a pella. How can it be? That's what Tosfos is called. That's a Gemara in Perek Acheles. The only time you chayev a chatas b'shoigig is if it's a shav midiyasa. If it's not shav midiyasa, it's not. So the Gemara is, how is it possible that you chayev two chatois? The Brisa sounds like, even though the Mishnah says poter ala kli shakli tfeilo lo, there is a rare instance where he in loyet tzorach l'kli chayev ap ala kli. It's chayev shtayim. How can it be chayev shtayim? So the Gemara says, no problem. If no dolo v'chazav v'no dolo. First he had the idea that he did one aveira, and then he has the idea later he did the other one. No dolo v'chazav v'no dolo. Exactly when did he have the second idea? So that's going to be b'plukta to the Rabbi Yechonon Mishlok. That's going to be a machlokes. So according to Rabbi Yechonon, we pass like Rabbi Yechonon. According to Rabbi Yechonon, if no dolo v'chazav v'no dolo, even though both ideas were prior to the bringing of the first carbon, he didn't even bring any carbon yet. It's still a chayiv to bring two chatois. Because when you have the idea, let's say a person ate two kizayim of chalev, then it has the idea on one kizayis. He ate in one restaurant, he thought it was kosher. He ate in two different restaurants in two different times, and he thought they were both on the hashgacha. And then he finds out, one at a time, finds out that one was a shvach hashgacha, he ate chalev. And then he finds out that the second one was also a shvach hashgacha, he ate chalev there. So if no dolov, because of an odolov, first he found out about one. And then he became mechuyif to bring a chatas on that. Then chozav and odol on the other ones, he became mechuyif to bring a chatas on the other one. Rabbi Yochanan says, even though the nodal of chozav and odol both occurred prior to the bringing of the first chatas, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan chayv two chatas. That's on daf ayin aleph on the base. And according to Reish Lakish, is not so. The top test says, Pirish. According to Reish Lakish, it's also good. If nodal achashin is kaper, if nodal on one hoitzor, and he brings a carbon chatos. Then if he brings that carbon chatos, no dolo, that the not allowed to carry plastic plates either. He thought that there's no malach in carrying plastic plates, a piece of junk. He thought it doesn't count. So if no dolo, everybody agrees, no dolo, because no dolo, there are cases that Yechayev two chatos. The only machlokes that Yechayev shlokish is the details, major details. So Yechayev holds Yechayev two, even if no dolo, because no dolo, koidim shenis kapa lo ala rishon. Reish Lakish says only if no dolo lacha kapar, then you'll be chayv two chatos. So that's what the Brisa talks about in this case. And hoya kli tzarach lo chayv af ala kli. Don't always say shakli tfeilo lo, that it doesn't count as a separate hoitzor. Sometimes if tzarach af la kli, then the kli counts as a separate act of hoitzor. Yeah, Rabbi Kivegi here refers you to a Tosis on Daf Tzadik. This is quoted Lahaloche by Moshe Feinstein and by the Arsameach. They both have the same thing. Yeah, the Tosis on the bottom of Tzadik Amid Aleph has like this, Nodolo v'chozov and Nodolo is chayiv shtayim only on the Kli and on the Ochlin. Let's say he had a Kli, and in the Kli he had chicken and kugel and vegetable salad and all kinds of dessert, all kinds of things in the kli. So it's no dolo because of an odolo. He had a plastic kli, and he didn't think that there's any iso haitzom plastic kalem, and he didn't realize there was any food inside. So then he finds out, ooh, there was chicken inside. He has to bring a carbon chatas. He brings the carbon chatas that day. Then afterwards he finds that not only was the chicken, there was kugel also. So does he have to bring another chatos? And then after he brings the second chatos, then he finds out that there was a cholent also. Has to bring a third chatos. So that's what Tosfos says on Daf Tzadik Amud Aleph. Rebbe Kivegi is mitzayin it. No, that's called tziruf kli. Whenever is all the food that's in one container is considered one iser haitzor. There is no marbe b'shiurim over here. Marbe b'shiurim means, let's say, a person has a heter to cook some water on Shabbos. This is a chayla mesukan. Whatever, there's some kind of situation where you have a heter to cook water. So if you're going to fill up a kettle full of water, you only need one cup of water. You're going to fill up a kettle full of water and put it on the fire. It's only one pu'ula, it's only one malacha putting on the fire. That's called marbe b'shurim. You put in more water than you really needed. So there's a Gemara in Menachos in the first half, paragraph Shalom, marbe b'shurim is awesome. So machleg is tesis in the Rashbo, whether it's awesome and atar, awesome in the Rabbanim, but it's clearly awesome. So Rav Moshe has the same as the Or Sameach, marbe b'shurim. Shayach by Bishul, Shayach by Kotzer. Let's say the Yavachelam Mesukan, the doctor say he needs a fresh orange. So he only needs one orange. So instead of ripping off, instead of plucking off one orange, I break off a branch, and the branch has 10 oranges. So I only did one act of kotzer, but the one act of kotzer accomplished 10 oranges. So the Gemara says that's not permissible. To break off 10 instead of breaking off one is not allowed. Either it's an Issa Deraita, an Issa Rabbanim, Mabrik Shem, Achleg Tyson, and Rajbo. So when is that? When they say Mabrik Bishurim is Osir, that's only by Bishul, by Kotzer, by other Malachas. But Mabrik Bishurim by Hoytzor, it depends. Mabrik Bishurim, if I pick up something that has separate units to it, I pick up a handle, and the handle has hanging on different bags on the handle, and each bag has something else in it. That's going to be Mabrik Bishurim. But if I have one bag, I'm carrying one kli, and the one kli has 10 different items, so that's not a violation of Mabrik Bishurim. That's the same hoitzo. There's only one hoitzo. However much you have in the kli, that's Mishnayis, Sirif kli. Whatever is in the kli is considered one unit.
What about the rest of the
So even though one is a liquid, one is a solid, but if it's all in one kli, it's only one Yisr Hotzor. Rav Moshe has a tshuva that, let's say, a person is going to the park on Yontif and plans to smoke cigarettes in the park. The shayla, if you're allowed to smoke all year long, the shayla, if you're allowed to smoke on Yontif. Maybe even if you're allowed to smoke all year long, maybe you're not allowed to smoke on Yontif. So the shayla is, he's going to take a whole pack of cigarettes home. He doesn't need all the cigarettes in the pack. He's going to smoke maximum one or two cigarettes. Does he have to take out? So whatever cigarette he thinks that he may need, he's limited to carry. What if Bivad does? He's not going to smoke so many cigarettes. Is there an Isser of Marbe Bishurim over there? Rav Moshe says, no, what kind of Marbe Bishurim? He doesn't have to take out. Since all the cigarettes are in one container, that's all one act of Hoytzor. There's no additional Hoytzor. Maybe you can argue a different thing. If he would have only taken two cigarettes, he would have smoked them and thrown out the empty pack in the park, he would have not carried back. Now he's going to carry back a pack that has 20 cigarettes left. Different argument. Okay. But he points at this much. That's the Rebbe Kivegis Tesis on Daf Tzadik. The only time you chayiv separately, no the law, the chazav, no law, that's on the ochlim and on the kli. But if there's several different things in the kli, several different ochlim, several different, there's a safer, and then there's a handkerchief, then there's a key. Whenever you have a whole bunch of things, and it's all in one big container, so that's not an additional violation of Hoytzor. Whatever is in the kli is considered one unit. Okay.